Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dollars free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pully one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been up pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes than the rough, we foul tackle. In the middle of the field like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gandhi. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. We from the north. I go in the mouth, she comes to me nuts. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean muggin', got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took a island, fled the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dollars free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga damn favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no cue to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lure. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dicky with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I talked about the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Demon on God. They said pull up in the demon on God. Man, they say, oh, down and dirty had a hell of a race. They triggered men and whooped the goddamn Mexicans and shit, and they had a good race. Tony Bynes was at home on the couch, they say. They dog got stuck in the motherfucking glue down at the race and shit. They say fuck dog up, boy. They say he was separating. That goddamn glue down there. They say this the track was sticky, sticky, icky, icky. Sound like Sticky Mafia did the track. Now I don't know who was prepping, but them boys had somebody prepping, and the track was sticky. Then my boy. Boy, that goddamn Vaughn got his head, Peter Rule. Him and the guys got their head Peter Road Thursday. I bet against them. Boy, they been up there fucking with one of them goddamn whistling Dixies. Woo. He put something on their motherfucking ass. I got to say, thank you, Vine. I don't know if you had stepson, grandson, or godson out there, but whatever son you had out there, I got peace. Y'all gonna learn fucking with these goddamn turbo cars. Ooh, wee, that motherfucker tow up out of there on Vine. Man, Vine can shut that bitch up. Shut it off! That goddamn motherfucker tore up out of there. Vine, all he didn't even really need to waste that goddamn laughing gas. So, you know, I don't even know why he hit that fucking laughing gas. He could have saved that shit on to the next. Once that motherfucker moved on them, all they had to do is shut that bitch off. He wasn't going back around that motherfucking fan. That motherfucker was born. Woo-wee! Blowed his motherfucking asshole out. That's what he did. Oh, he blew Vine asshole completely back. That goddamn three lug got Vine ass blowed back, baby. Knocked all the snot out they nose out there with that fucking turbo car. Way to go, three. Way to fucking go. Yeah, oh, three lug knocked them out, baby. Then they got old Juice Man. They Juice Man come over here, man, and he fucked the whole goddamn shootout up. Man, he fucked Juice Man. Juice Man come out. He just come out last week and fucked up. He fucked a motherfucker up last week, and then he fucking come over here and win the goddamn shootout. Man, that goddamn Juice bad, didn't it? Old James Black. They done whacked him upside his head again. Them fucking Bub just a natural born loser. They done whacked him upside his motherfucking head. He done got over here. I don't know who they had locked in, but boy, somebody whacked him across his motherfucking head. Man, Bub done went from a winner to a loser. He done forgot how to win. That's what it is. I know what it is. He got, I think it's 15 or 14 in a row or 16 in a row. He done lost 16 in the motherfucking row. What? I mean, how can you get him out that slump? I mean, he in a fucking slump, man. Like, how can he get out of that motherfucker? He in a goddamn slump. I mean, he just gets his, man, they beat up on him at wheel. They beat his ass at wheel, man. I mean, I hate to say it, but, man, that nigga, he can't win nothing, man. He don't know how to win no more. He forgot how to win. It's because he was getting on here and running his motherfucking dick sucker. He done forgot how to win. Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead, kid. I got you on, baby.
Yeah, he got to call Miss Rudolph down in New Orleans. Get that mojo off of him.
Oh, he got the mojo on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he done forgot how to win, man. That motherfucker lost 16 in a row, man. He just turned into a natural-born fucking loser. I don't understand. He's a natural-born fucking loser now. I mean, he just a fucking loser. A natural-born fucking loser. I need to get Pine or Meatball on and let them tell me what happened. Man, they say this motherfucker Juice Man. They say a motherfucker over here. This little motherfucker Juice Man on the warpath, man. He come out kicking ass and taking names and kicking ass, man. He went over there, man. He ain't been out a whole month in one shootout. Think he damn near won Bud. But James Black told him, you can win the race, but you can't win my driving, man. God damn, don't take my motherfucking my sorry ass fucking driving. Yeah, he down there taking Bud and everything, man. He forgot how to win. Yeah, kid. Then we're gonna get later on talk about how Jamie fucked the goddamn, man. Jamie went over there and fucked up the goddamn Mexicans in Texas, man. He went to the Down and Dirty show and slapped one of the Mexicans, man. Man, I just don't understand how did he do that.
Oh man.
Yeah, but anyhow.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, in they town. In they motherfucking town. So you know what, kid? I do gotta ask you a question. Now if me and your crew used to we run together, we got the same tuna, do you think we supposed to race each other?
Well, that's I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's bragging rights. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
You know, we had a crew like that over here, and they kind of fell out. They didn't fall all the way out, but you know they got a little. One of the guys got a bitter taste in their mouth because he feel that they shouldn't have went at him and he should at them, and he, you know, he shouldn't have betted against them. So now I hear this is happening again with, I'm on the outside looking in, but I hear that there's some animosity that my man didn't want race trigger man or something. I'm not sure, but, you know, they together, they shouldn't have been racing and all that. I'm not completely sure, but I've been hearing something like
this. Just because they got the same tuna, right?
Yeah, something of that nature, you know what I mean? But everybody, and it's only a handful of tunas out there. Everybody going to have somewhat the same tuna. And then what's crazy is a lot of the tunas, they share information with each other.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, because you got to realize, tunas are fucking class races. So, you know, when they are at the class, they share information with each other. So why can't they all race
hey,
each Kimo. Other? I mean, why can't the grub? Yeah, come on with it, Madman. I'm open.
You got me open?
Yeah, yeah, you absolutely.
I feel like this, Kimo. Long as the tuna go in there and tune both under to the best of their ability, it shouldn't be
visibility,
no reason for
them. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Everybody got the same tuners. If everybody stop racing with each other, got the same tuner, there won't be no racing.
Got that right.
All the tuner there do is to put the best that he can put into them cars and let them go. That's all he can do. As long as he treat both of them the same way, put the best of, you know, performance he can put into them and let them go, that's all he can do. You know, you can't stop racing each other. Y'all got the same tuners.
Right, right. I mean, it's like you say, it's only a handful of tuners, though, right? Now, Ryan, which was, you know, started out with Randy and them on the grudge scene.
Ryan Grisby.
But he tunes a lot of people. Yeah, he tunes a lot of guys' cars. Now, most of the top running cars are from him. Should they compete against each other, or should they say no, because Ryan tuning your car shouldn't, you know, we in bed together, so we ain't gonna get out, we ain't gonna race each other. Is that bold or is that, I don't know, man. You know, a lot of guys don't want to race each other because of Ryan tuning their cars. I mean, well, who are they gonna have to race?
Okay, same thing, Kimo. What if you got let's say 10 or 15 guys with the same engine build? What are they supposed to do, not race each other?
Well, guess what? When what's the guy that built that Bill Witt motor?
Well, you got quite a few of them. You got TRE, you got Gene Fullerton,
Fullerton.
I don't know.
Now, for a minute, Gene had a lot of motors out here. I mean, you think they shouldn't have raced each other?
Like I said, bragging rights, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know where they're going with that. They shouldn't race because they both got the same tune. I know Randy and them had somewhat of issue like that with Tate and Donye, so because they were. Mm-hmm. Scotty G, and they kind of had a falling out a little bit with Tate because Tate wanted to run a bet against him or something. I don't know. I can't remember how it went per se. I just think it should be okay. If the tuner ain't telling how fast you went. But you know what, though? Sometimes the tuners do say, well, my other car went this fast, so I figured we should go there to go that fast. Now, he may not say their name, but I think you can kind of guess who he's talking about, even though he don't say a name. Do you think that can happen?
It's possible.
Madman, let me ask you: would you be mad if you said if your tuner, you say you had a tuner, he said, well, you know, one of my cars went this fast, so you know you somewhat got the same setup, so you should be able to go this fast. Would you be upset with that, or would that be cool? You know, because to me, I think you can kind of figure out.
I'd be upset. I'd be upset because it's me. He just told the other man time.
But he never said no name.
Yeah, but if you know the setup and know the people, he did the other man like that, he going to do you the same way.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, if I got a race against a person that is tuned against another person that I'm with, if I lose, but I look at my ticket and it went the same number it been going, I'm not mad at the tuner because it did a job. My car did a job. The other people was faster. I can't get mad at the tuner. He did a job. As long as my ticket don't fall off nothing to go to sign, you can't be mad. He did his job. It's been going that, so we would put a change since he's racing now. You're going to still go that same speed. So if you don't fall off nothing, he did his job. You can't be mad.
Now, Matt, would you feel that he didn't give you, okay, say it was the same number, and you feel, okay, well, I know I should be able to go fast because he's going this number. Would you be upset?
Hold on a minute, y'all. How can I know I'm going this number if I've never seen this number? I've been going this number for the last 3 months. That's my number.
Hey, Kimo, Madman just nailed it. As long as you're going your number or thereabout, you can't blame the tuner. And Kimo, I don't give a fuck if me and you go by the same exact shit. It ain't going to run the same. Period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We can't be saying, oh, Kimo can go 6-0s in the 8th mile. We got the exact same shit. Why my shit go 6-20s and his go 6-0s? Go back to the motherfucker that built your torque converter or set up your ring and pinion. Or there's too many variables in there to blame a tuner, man. Them folks doing, for the most part, the ones I know or the one I deal with is doing the best job he can do on everybody's shit.
Okay, so
point there, Flop.
Let me ask. Hey, Flop, what if you run 3/10 slower than what you normally run? Would you be upset with me? Like, man, you didn't get.
No, first of all, if I go that much slower, I'm gonna start looking for a problem that he didn't fucking know about. But at the same time, Kimo, tuners are really the scapegoats because at some point you should know some things about your own shit. Because if you put it all in his hands, then you might as well just get him the fucking car and let him go racing.
Well, pretty much that's what you do when you go out with him. He pretty much, he's the crew chief. So he know what you need.
No. Let me give you an example of something I know about. I know a little bit about Tim Turner, and I know a little bit about Wick. I know when they go to the track, that Tim is great at what he does, and Wick will look to him. But in the end, the final decision going to be Wick's. So it's how they correlate with one another or how they interact with one another where the decision is going to be made. I done seen them where they didn't have success in a grudge race. And Whit and Tim looked at each other like, well, we tried what we discussed, and neither one of them was mad about it. It wasn't, Whit wasn't saying, you motherfucker, you put the wrong tune. Or Tim wasn't saying, you should have just stood back and let me do my fucking job, da-da-da-da-da. Well, none of that shit. They looked at each other like, hey, we agreed on it. We tried it. It didn't work. We'll figure it out the next time.
So, okay, so it's okay to run a guy that's in, not in your count, but getting tuned. Because I look at by your tuning. Because if you look at it like this, at the class rate,
he's just a tune.
Well, if you pay for him to come with
that's
you,
his first mistake.
That weekend.
Right. But this is what you're saying, Kimo. You said you shouldn't run another guy between both cars. The first mistake
no,
that a lot of these guys
that's
make
not,
that,
not what I'm saying. I'm saying
right.
You asked
the question. I'm trying to give you a response to your question that you asked. And I'm saying, first of all, is that he's not your tuner. Like, we had a young man that believed that Kenny Hubbard was his tuner. Kenny Hubbard is a tuner. He's not your tuner. So if he's at the track and he's tuning, well, I can't use you because you don't have a car. But let's just say,
that's cool.
But let's just say he tuned, bro, flop car, and he's tuned shorty. Okay, he tuned both cars. If they decide to run each other, he got one job. That's to do the best he can for the car that he's tuning. In this case, it's both of them. And he get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
His job is done. If you think that he's not going to put the best effort and over, he would say, best foot forward for you because you running one of the other guys he tuned, then you don't need him. He can get you another tuner. That's all to that. Because at the end of the day, he's just a tuner.
You left one thing out, Brother D. You left one thing out.
Yes, sir.
Secret.
There again, if you're afraid that he's going to reveal your secrets, that your engine compartments or your ET or whatever you want, if you're afraid of him, then you don't need to work
you
with
should,
him.
You should shop elsewhere. Exactly.
You shop elsewhere. Yeah, you need to go to another store. It's no different than going buying a suit from a department store thinking you the only one got it, or going buying some joints saying I was the first one with them. You know, it's crazy. The man got a job to do. He's doing it. Once he's done it, he stepped back out the way.
You got to respect that.
Yeah, that's it.
So it should be okay for most of the guys that have those PRE motors and Ryan tuning their cars. There should be no issue with them running each other then.
They should have known when they purchased PRE engines, at some point in time, we might run into each other. At some point in time, right?
Hold on. Wait a minute, Brother D. Kimo. Hold on. It happened numerous times, but everybody don't know everybody's business. But I'm saying, PRE motors have been up against each other plenty of fucking times.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
That should be expected.
Hey, let me jump in with this one example. And I'm going to go to the NHRA. Hey, Kid on here anywhere. But anyway, I can go right into it without Kid. How many people you think in pro stock run Alan Johnson cylinder heads on their motor, on their pro stock
right.
Yep. Shit, all up, and then they get right up there and they let the clutch. There's so many other variables that determine what's going to be the end result, man. You can't say, I can't run them cars.
Exactly.
We got the same cylinder heads or the same engine builder and shit like that.
Could be the gear setup,
It would be very
transmission setup.
It would be very marginal racing if that was the case of a flop. Racing.
But see, y'all, what y'all doing? Y'all breaking it down. It's only one word to sum it all up. Y'all know this. It's called the tune-up, man. Stop playing.
Yeah.
The tune-up consists of everything involved with that car, man. Stop playing,
see,
man.
The tune-up that Jim Turner put in bro's flop car. And the tune he put in shortest might be the same tune, may not be. If it's not, it's only because he felt like this was the better tune for your setup. It's just that simple. And it goes back to what I said earlier. If you don't think that, you need
What do y'all call a tune? It's evident that it's different variables to what we discussed as far as tuning. Now, my perception of the tuner that, you know, go over everything, not just the fucking the map of the motor. I'm talking about the tune.
Yeah, right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
My mic open? Mm-hmm. My mic open?
Yeah, your mic open.
Oh, something. It's Cal City. Sometimes it could come down, y'all said different variables. Sometimes it comes down to just the driver. You know.
Well, that's what we're saying, Cal. That's what we're saying. That's the point I'm trying to make right there. How can you say if him not doing, or why would you say he didn't do for me what he did for him? No.
Hey, but I can say this. When you a bad motherfucker, you can leave room for error for the driver. Hello.
Hey, Cal City.
Yes, sir.
You remember that NMCA class called something about DXP Street, Real Street or something, where all of them had to run the same kind of nitrous plate. If they came to you, Cal City, and said, hey, Cal City, swap your nitrous plate with flops for this round. We had to swap plates and everything. They were the exact same plates. They had to pass the tech inspection and all of that. But them people running the same equipment. So what's the difference? And it still was very competitive racing.
Yeah.
You know what happened on this phone? It's the tongues. The tongue.
Well, no, I'm not. I wouldn't say it's the tongue. We just asking: should a person run the other person that the guy that's tuning the other person that the guy's tuning both of your cars? It ain't about the tongue. It's about, you know, integrity. I'm okay. What kind of integrity do you guys think?
You know what it go to? It go about each crew then, how much you know about the car.
Right.
But watch this little head.
Yeah,
he's
trying to say daily.
Go ahead.
He's trying to say it's a conflict of interest. That's what his chemo trying to say.
Right.
No,
I wouldn't say that. I mean, because coming into the game, you gotta respect it. You know, like Brother D say, he's not yours. He's everybody. Whoever, you know, spend their money with
him. You know that fact.
You gotta respect that.
If
you get twined up and running another one of the associates dealing with him, then, you know, it's all about what you know then.
I got a quick question.
Hey,
Mo. Check this out. Ball here bought that car. I can't remember the name of the car he got now, but I think whatever car it is, this new car he got. Does that
Kamala
mean
Harris,
that
Toyota?
Yeah, the Toyota. Now, do that mean I can't go buy the same car? They can't sell it to me. I can go to the same car lot and deal with the same dealer. He can't sell me that car because he sold Ballhead a car, or because he done sold Ballhead several cars in the past. So this his salesman. He can't sell it. It just don't work that way.
Right.
You know, it's
AD. AD. And guess what? With the LS cars that we racing, we be racing motherfuckers that go to the same place and get their shit tuned and work on everything.
Same places.
It's all who think they know the most. I tell them, get your ass down, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if you went up there to speed in.
Don't work that way, you know? It just don't.
Somebody had a question.
Hey,
Kimo. Yeah, come on.
Now, is it me or has, like, Ryan, I'm gonna use Ryan Greasy. Ryan Greasy tuned a lot of cars. Am I right? So what?
All right, my bad.
A lot of them cats, like you guys were just saying, could possibly end up in the ring with one another. They're not necessarily in the same camp, but they got the same tuna. I mean,
right.
Have you guys ever seen something like this before where one tuna has a lot of, in this case, a 484 tuning on?
Mm-hmm. No, that's what I'm asking. Do you think it's going to be a conflict of interest, seeing that he got most of the top contenders out there? He's tuning. Now, he's tuning their cars. Now, are they going to clash, or are they going to sit back and say,
right,
well, we can't race him?
I'm
because,
asking,
right.
Yeah.
Let me throw another twist in it for you. Allow me to throw another twist in for you. As long as I feel that I'm faster than you, I'm not going to care a hill of beans about them tuning both cars. As soon as I think you too close for comfort, oh, man, we can't run each other. We're in the same camp. We got the same tuning. Stop.
But I guess what I was trying to get at, I've seen tuners, if they're tuning on XYZ cars, XYZ,
mm-hmm.
don't come up against each other. They stay away from each other. I guess what I'm getting
at is that's what they choose to do. That's what Bro D just said. That's what they choose
right.
to do. Stay away from
right.
each other because they're too close.
Well, no, because
you know, everything. Hey,
well,
hey,
because
you know,
they got
you know,
the same tune.
Is a hustle too, now.
That's right. That's right. It could be a lot of tables involved.
Yeah.
They could say, "Why would we run each other and we can hustle these motherfuckers, even though we ain't in the same camp?"
And those that race cars already know you done came across it before. Stop playing.
Yeah, they came across it.
Yeah.
I guess
come on, back. Stop playing. We done all came across that.
But I guess I'm getting at what Chemo's saying. These guys gonna clash at once at some point in time because he got so many.
It's always a clash. If you want to use the word clash, it's always been that since the beginning of time. It's gonna be that at the end of time.
No, I understand that, Ken. But I guess what I'm getting at because under the one tuner, he got so many guys under his belt is what I'm getting at. I guess I'm saying the same thing Kimo's saying.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but my
point is, you know, the tuna is not the cause for the clash, though. He's not. We make him an escape go. He's
nah,
not.
It's the human being. It's the motherfucker that ain't doing the race.
It's the crew. It's the crew.
Right.
It's the crew.
That person. It's that person that don't want to race or like,
it's
I feel
too many variables,
on.
Man,
that's
to
his
blame
king
one
king.
Person.
Hey, can I ask you something? I know you've been around racing for a while.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why y'all? What makes everybody argue about this? This been happening. If you follow Fun Ford, I used to go that bitch. 450. Whoopi and Billy tuned every fucking car in there besides Billy Gibbons' car.
Right.
Every car
right.
in the field. He tuned every class. All the cars in there. Them two guys did it. They tuned everybody's car, and they had a car. They had that red Mustang in there. Everybody's car. Mm-hmm. This cop took the interest. Y'all racing against them, and then you got to tune their car too. That's stupid. He tuned Dan Miller's car, all of them.
Yep, but
Monday's car, Moe's car.
This is what's coming down through the grudge world now. You know what I'm saying? It happened in the class already.
I mean, it don't matter. But Ryan been here already. Ryan tuned all the 275 cars.
Yeah, but that's
they
class.
They have eight cars in their class.
That's class, right? But I'm talking about the grudge world. Is it gonna lead to a conflict of interest?
Hey, Kimo.
Well,
what's the difference in a class race and a no-time shootout?
Give me 1 second. Please, hey, Kimo, if you respect the game, it can never be that, man. It can never because, like he said, that dude ain't just for you. You got to respect his hustle just the same way you respect
his
job. You know what I'm saying? It can never come to that, man.
I heard.
You know,
I heard
it can
the man
never
said,
come to that, dude.
Both cars and get the fuck out the way. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Hey, all the come down to how much you gonna bet? You might not bet, but it's y'all, you know y'all sitting like, we gonna put on for the show, but we ain't gonna run it up like that. You know what I'm saying?
The tuner job is to tune to the best of his ability, and you and the driver and the car do the rest. And like I said before, and I'll say again, it will never be a problem as long as I think I'm faster than you. As soon as I think you done creep back in my back door too close, then I got a problem with him tuning these four cars. That has been the racing game for as long as I can remember.
870-9900, your mic on.
870-9900, your mic on. Go ahead. Go ahead. T-Mac, go ahead, T-Mac.
All right,
let me
say
what I have to do with you. Hey,
Hold up.
Get through the phone.
All right,
can't hear me now.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You can hear good now.
All right, the same situation happened this weekend with Tempo Racing and TMR. So, you know, Friday night, you know, they were supposed to meet in the finals of the run with Jabron. So, you know, the Mexican, well, the Tempo guys, they came around and they was kind of shooting it. You know, TMR pretty tough. You know, they had made some pretty decent hits. And Jamie started having problems with one of his tires. And he wasn't able to go. So, you know, after the fact, after Tempo, you know, was awarded the winner of the shootout, basically, you know, they went back and forth. You know how it goes with the bridge guy. They went back and forth, so. It was basically like this cowboy, and then, you know, Allen number 10 part, it was like, well, shit, fuck. You know, they were trying to get something locked in for Saturday. So they was basically both camps was like, Ryan, get the fuck, you know, because Ryan told them both cars. So they both like, Ryan, do what you do, put what you going to put in these motherfuckers, what you going
to
put in the computer,
and get
the fuck out of the way. That's what happened. You know, get the fuck out of the way. You do your job, we're paying you to do, and let us do the rest. You know. So
like I said, Big Ray, if you think that's not going to happen for you, you need another tuner. That's all. You just don't need to
work
for
him.
If you can't trust him, then you need another tuner.
Can I ask y'all something right quick? Do y'all let the tuner make the whole 100% call? Or are you involved? Do you know what's going on with the program?
You know who involved there? The one that don't know nothing need to be out the way.
I'm just saying because they got a lot to do with it too, man.
Let me hear what T-Mac got to say.
In my opinion, a tuner's supposed to go do the job he's paid to do. Now, if I ask my tuner, I say, well, what you think about this? You know, that's far as it goes. Now, him being a determining factor why I go do that grudge race or not, he has nothing to do with. You know, I'm paying you to do a job. I got faith in you that you're going to have me with the best you can give me for my money. So, now, the tuner is not supposed to really just...
Hold on, I want to... Let me cut you right there. Hold on, stop right there for 1 second. But what I'm saying is, you being the owner or the team or whatever, you got to know what the best is. You can't just depend on this man to give you the best. You got to know.
But that could only be nail head.
Well, if that's
that
the case, if I do that, I don't need no knowledge.
You gotta have some knowledge. I'm saying you ain't in the blind, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
and nail head.
That's what I mean.
Bruce Allen came in and started driving. For real, Morrison, after Lee Shepard got killed, he didn't know nothing but how to point a car down the highway and down the track. He knew nothing about the mechanical side of the car. So what he did, he drove the car and got out the way. So if you know something, then you can put some input in. If you don't know nothing, what kind of input can you bring in?
But now, hold on, Brother D. It's a big difference because you got men on here. They bet life savings on races and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That don't make them know anything about the mechanical part of that car.
Yeah, you
gotta,
right.
If they know something about the mechanical side, they can converse with the tuner. If they don't know anything, they got to entrust that tuner that he's going to give them the best he can give them. If you don't trust the tuner, you need to point blank get you another tuner. That's it. That's all. I ain't always right. I'm just never wrong.
Hey, D, you're right, D, but sometimes...
For the rest of y'all, come on with some more opinions. Come on, y'all.
The driver input matters sometimes, too. Plays a big part in what the tuner got to do next.
The driver has to tell the tuner what that car is doing.
You got to give a report.
Yeah, Kimo, that goes back to what I just said to Kimo. He needs to know something. You got a driver can come to you. He may not know nothing about the mechanical part of the car, but he can tell you, okay, I pulled it at 6,800, or I pulled second in labor. Okay, he's giving you something to work with. But if you go to your driver and you ask him what to do down there, he said, man, I put in gear. He don't know. Okay, he just don't know.
I mean, the race pack can tell you what the car is doing, but you also need that driver to tell you if this car is pulling to the left, to the right, or, you know, what is it doing, how it feel, did it lay over, you know. That driver should be able to tell you what's going on with that car somehow, some way.
That definitely helps out, I'm sure.
And I'm going to go with T-Mac, Nelly. I'm going to let my tuners tell me what we should do because that's what I'm paying. I'm paying for his expertise.
That's what you're paying me for.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna put the decisions in his hand. He's the crew chief. That's what I'm giving him that money for. I'm giving him that money to come in because he's been in all these situations.
Hey,
Kimbo,
I got a question. I asked this 20 minutes ago. What consists of a tuner to y'all? Just the management of the fuel, the air, or, I mean, over the whole truck? What's a tuner?
Some tuners can't tell you what the suspension doing. Then you have some that can. I mean, just because he can't tell you what the suspension is doing don't mean that he's not a tuner. He just don't know that part of the other game. I mean, but you got some that can tell you both, and then you got some that, man, this motherfucker's a guru on power management. So, you know, I mean, they do have to go hand in hand, but you got some, they ain't going to be able to tell you what the car doing, but the vast majority of them can tell you, okay, so I looked at the car and did this and did that, you know, where we looking at, oh, man, that bitch moving out, and you got...
Let me ask you this. With the technology that they have now, tuner, when he looks at the graph, something ain't right between the motor through the whole drivetrain. He should be able to tell you. I'm talking about the shocks, all that shit. That's what you're buying sensors and all that fuck. Motherfucker better be on point, man.
Most of the tuners gonna tell you that. Man, that car talking to me. He's telling me that it's doing this. It's telling me that it needs that. I mean, if you talk to Whoopi will tell you, man, that car talk to me. The car talk to you. Car tell you what it needs. Tell you what it wants. Tuna going to tell you that.
Tell
man,
you
that car
converter
talk to
off.
You.
I mean, he should be able to pick that bitch apart if it ain't right. That's a good tuna.
Well, yeah. Don't pick it apart.
So we just throwing stuff on the table. Let me throw this at you guys too. Now, a car will talk to you, Kimo. You just got to know what language you're speaking. But now, by the same token, we can't expect, you know, and some of us I believe do that. We can't expect this tuner to go in there and be a Houdini. You got to give him something to work with too.
Right. You pay for lessons. You know, when you do need to be there and learn what that tune is doing. So you don't be in left field. And like you say, B, the car will talk to you. He's going to tell you. Car talking to you all the time because guess what? Before they had all this race pack shit, you had to figure that shit out on your own.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I mean. That's technology. You can't expect them to be a Houdini.
Come on.
You may have the best of everything on your car, but yeah, I show up and I got, you know, some of this and part of that, and I'm expecting him to do this great something for me. Yeah. I'm not giving him what he needs.
Hey, I can remember one day I was I think on when Grudge Inc. was doing their show, and I was telling guys, you know, you should have a notebook. Well, people, a lot of people don't use notebooks no more, but a good tuner, he still use a notebook. And he write down everything that go on with that car each pass, right? But motherfuckers on the show laugh me off. But a good tuner, he going to write down everything on each car that he tunes and know what, you know, just say he come back to that track and what that weather is, he know which tune-up to put in there. He know, he can look at his book and his notes and know how fast he should go down that track. But, I mean, a lot of guys ain't going to do that. A lot of guys don't do that with their car. They just pay a tuner and they walk away. I'm going to pay this motherfucker. He going to get me down the track. But, yes, yeah, you. So, even though Ryan tuning a lot of these 484s, now we coming to the grudge world, and it's starting to bump heads in the grudge world, so it shouldn't matter that Ryan's tuning their car. The motherfuckers all should be able to get up there with each other. And what y'all telling me?
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Look like they broke the ice for that last night.
Right. That's what T-Mac said. Like, hey, go ahead, put my tune up in there the best that I got.
Put the best tune in there and get back. That's what he did. He didn't line no cars up. He got the fuck out the way.
Now, hey, is that good, the man?
Yeah.
Is that good? So, would you be upset if you see Ryan standing in your lane? or, you know what I'm saying? Could the other guy be upset because he's standing behind your car? How is that going to go?
Yeah,
or should Ryan be in the middle?
You got to get out the way. Yeah, you do.
Because what if he was standing in your lane and you
were? Oh, he was upset yesterday. He was upset yesterday. He said, man, they got me in the middle of this shit. What? Yeah. Put the tune in, man, and get your ass on out the way. Yeah.
But if he's tuning both cars, he shouldn't be lying with us. He shouldn't be doing nothing but tuning. That's the only way that he could possibly say is down the middle. See, first of all, a lot of them are looking for avenues to complain anyway. So how are you going to do it? The only way you can possibly do it is to get out of the way.
They got a lot of 484s that come from TIE and Ryan out there too. So it's going to be a very interesting year to come up, you know, that's coming up, or by end of the year.
Well, you know, it's going to get good and interesting now. Come August, you know, on throughout the year, it's going to get real good and interesting.
Not necessarily,
so do you
Kimo,
think
that there'll be another excuse for him not to race.
Well, you're right. Do you think any of them going to leave Ryan and go elsewhere because they're saying they want to get at this guy, and you tuning over here for him, and you know, how do you think they're gonna play that?
I like what they did last month. Throw that tune and make your cab out the way.
All we trying to do is win, baby.
That's why we try
that's
to
that's kind of get interesting.
Win.
Looking very interesting.
Yeah, because
now I would think
hey,
that the Mexicans. Yeah, come on with it, T Mac. Come
hey,
on.
Hey, cowboy, everything. Yeah, cowboy.
What'd you say, ass cowboy, what? Cowboy, what did you, how did you feel about that race? Where you at, cowboy?
Good. Right here. Right here. Yeah, what's up?
So you like, you like what?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so you like
hey,
what
we
went
had
on
no problem
yesterday?
With it. I love what went on. I don't care who got it. We can have the same tuna. The tuna just put it in, get the hell out of the way. We do have a job. We don't care. The tuna know what to put in on both cars. He put their best in. He put our best in. And let's go at it. Know what he did? He said, I'm going to put it in. I'm going to go in the sand. And that was
oh,
he did.
So he wasn't,
he
in,
put in,
he
yes,
wasn't in nobody lane. Yes, he wasn't in nobody lane.
No. But there had been a time, within a time that he was in somebody's lane, but he told us. We was in Valdosta. We had to run Ricky. He say, "That boy, Jamie, Rick ain't got no help. Just the guy. So I want to stand behind him and line him up. And then I'ma show the thing where to line y'all up." So he asked, "Do we have a problem with that?" He told him, "No, we ain't got no problem with that."
That's respect, baby. That's all that is, baby. That's
yeah,
all that is.
That.
I talked to Ryan yesterday morning.
Hey,
Kimo.
Kimo.
Okay.
I'd like to speak on that. Let me tell you this. It don't come down to the one word when it comes to that to me. And that's trust. If I trust a man, I trust him. If I don't, I don't fuck with him. It's that simple. So if I had a tuna and I don't trust him, best thing for me to do is find somebody I trust. Because the minute something's
right.
wrong, if you don't trust me, you're going to have a problem with
it. I open the show.
But
one thing
know,
about Ryan.
Tuna, but hold on, cowboy. But the thing about it, tuna's going to lose some and win some just like a racer. Nobody going to come out on top every time. So if you trust that man and putting your best enough and getting his ass out the way, it ain't nothing wrong with racing. That's just how I see it. Cause I don't know now tuna in the world. I don't give a fuck if you go get the best motherfucker in the world. He's not gonna tell me who I can raise and who I shouldn't raise and all that. Because races ain't always won by the fastest cock. Races is won some days, some weeks, some months, some years. A motherfucker can't fuck with you. And then some days, some weeks, you can't stick your finger in your ass. No matter who tuning that motherfucker. So. That's my view on that shit. And that is
hey,
a case where it makes
sense. I told y'all it ain't number one word to sum it up. The tuna, baby. It's all
trust.
About the tuna, baby.
It's trust, man.
Well,
I wouldn't even say it's all about
trust.
The tuna because both of them had the same tuna. And from what I'm hearing,
ain't no two cars in the world got the same tuna.
But
baby.
Hold on, but what I'm hearing, Trigger Man tore his ass up at that motherfucking light. They cut the double O.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He cut up out of there.
Okay.
Hey,
okay, it's
big.
Stop
it's
right
big
there, Kimo. Kimo.
Go ahead.
Let's stick a pin right there. Okay. Point exactly. No two hot rods gonna perform the same. No matter who tuned it, every time it go up there, and ain't no motherfucking racer don't cut the same light every time he go up there. Some of them is pretty consistent. I'll say they're real consistent, but ain't no guarantee they're going to do that every time they go up there. So the race is based on more tuna. The only thing I'm saying, that could be time where it may seem a little contradictory or it might, you know, be a little conflict, but a lot of people going to use that as a goddamn excuse. That's what I'm trying to guard against. It ain't no excuse that you can't run no motherfucker with the same tuna. Now, if you decide you don't feel like that's your best interest, that race team got the right to make that decision. But if we get to saying every time somebody got the same tuna, they can't race, it's some bullshit in the game somewhere. Motherfucker, you just scared to get your ass up there.
Say it, Randy. Randy needs to get Randy. Yeah, get up there.
Well, we can have the same tuna. We're going to race. We don't give a damn about the same tuna. We're going to race. We want to be number one. They want to be number one. We're going to get at it, motherfucking.
So, Cowboy, let me ask you this. Was there any indication that they want to go back?
Yes. Yes, they said last night they want to run us back. So it was 6 o'clock in the morning. It's not gonna, we were still in the shootout. If we see each other anywhere on the property, we're gonna go to their ass. Get that simple. We don't care where we see them, mate. It's war.
Hey, Kimo, let me ask Kimo a question, Cowboy.
The tuna
Kimo,
don't stop that.
If you had a hot rod running like Jesse James, you wouldn't go back?
Yeah.
Motherfucker's flying now.
Oh yeah, I'm trying back. Oh yeah,
Natan's gonna be wussing. Kimo. We feel like
Dang.
We got some more too.
Who got the next race? Who got the next? Oh, Jamie got the next race. Do you think they're going to come over to come back?
Well, now they told Jamie. They had told Jamie, goddamn, we'll come to you. Then Jamie said, get your ass here. And Jamie told him at the start line, all the mess were on top of Jamie. Jamie said, bitch, I'm finna gap y'all motherfucker.
No,
we're holding him. Jamie calling me in now. I can throw him on.
Yeah. Damn,
Jamie got that tune up, baby. That tune up make you talk that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a tune up a bad motherfucker. Okay, yeah, man, I'm back.
Kimo, I'm gonna tell y'all what I learned this weekend though. What I learned from that situation. Now I was
kind
of around them talking, one another. I think that they had respect for one another because they had the same tuna. But I don't think neither one of them ever had in their mind they couldn't run each other but they respected each other. But
okay,
seemed like they had heat in their headers because one racer felt like you weren't really doing all this until you felt like you got enough. Then when you felt like you had enough, then you changed your attitude. So let's just go out here and see who can get just.
Hey, Danny Boy, let me tell that story, Danny Boy.
I ain't want to say like the numbers.
Okay, Danny Boy, when we had Keisha and stuff down there, they had a car like us. They didn't want to run up because they feel like they and beat us, so all on were buddy to us. So, we ain't going to run each other because we got the same two and all that. But soon they got something that they can run with us, then they got bigger, say, motherfucking. And that what made Jamie mad. And Jamie say, y'all motherfucker were buddy, because y'all had nothing to run with us. So soon you think you got something to run with us, now you're sticking your chest out. But as Jamie told Ryan, say, Ryan, this ain't got nothing to do with you. But goddamn it, his own. It's on now. Get out of the way. It's on. And that's what it did. That's what happened. Because, see, we couldn't make the tire bust, but the tire ain't really a bust, but the air was coming out of the tire Friday when it was in the final. So Aunt Bonnie and Bobby Cole, they did everything in the world, and Danny Boy kind of fixed that tire for us to make the call. But they took the tie loop by 3 times, and we still couldn't make the call. So they were laughing, saying that we were scared. We bust our trying to keep from running them because they want to do backstabber. So all the men kept talking shit, and I said, dang it, I can't take this shit. I just can't take it. I locked them motherfucker in. And then I told Ryan, I said, Ryan, man, you ain't got to get out of the way. I'm going to lock them something in. Ryan said, that's up to y'all. I said, well, you have put it in both cars and just stand back.
There's a game and say, motherfucker, tomorrow I'm going to buy two ties. And God, I'm going to flip y'all motherfuckers over tomorrow. And that's what Jamie did.
I like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. I love it.
No, not only do you have two guys with the same tuna running each other, you got two guys with the same tuna that got a real grudge going on right now. So that's what I'm saying, man. But still ain't no law lost, man. It's racist, man. You hot rod. Jamie and them feel like they had the biggest goddamn nut in the damn house, and Jesse James felt the same way, and they had a reason to, because they were running through motherfuckers like cordwood down, like corn oil, goddamn it, down through that motherfucker. All Friday night, they was saying them motherfuckers was on cloud nine. They were doing their thing. So they felt
boy,
like they
I
was
told
the motherfuckers on the property.
I told them, boy, that wasn't enough, Danny Gore. I told them that wasn't enough.
There you go. There you have it. Grudge rain. Fuck all that other shit. Grudge rain. Let the motherfucking hot rods go, man. Yeah, let's rain, motherfucker.
Hey, Danny Boy, it couldn't happen at a better place than y'all.
Well, anywhere that race happened, the boat car made the trip. It was a damn good race, but it was damn near worth the price of admission, man. That was two bad motherfuckers. It went down. I'm talking about no knocking the tires off, no red light, none of that. These motherfuckers went down through there. While I'm talking, man, I appreciate everybody came out, man. We had a damn good race. We had a damn good time. Thursday night, you know, we tried something just to try to get people there's attention. I want to apologize for everybody, you know, if they couldn't really get down because what it was, we had enough glue, the old glue to run Friday and Saturday, but we were going to be pushing it if we'd have used it Thursday. So they started using it a little bit at the end Thursday because they contacted somebody and they knew they was going to be able to get another barrel of the PJ. So Thursday night it got a little better, but Friday and Saturday it was on kill. It was on kill Friday and Saturday. We saw a lot of fast cars go down side by side. It was great action for our fans. And, man, we thank everybody for all you did, man. I ain't calling names, but you know who I'm talking to. Everybody. I'm talking about every single person, man, the morning. Well, I ain't going to start calling names. But everybody, we appreciate you, man. From the fans to the racers to the track owner to the prep crew, everybody, we appreciate it. It was a good event. I want to apologize to all my fans. I know they've been waiting on the little ugly, bad motherfucker, ugly, bad son of a bitch. We ran out of time. We had the worst problem you can have, man, electrical problem. Couldn't find why the nitrous wouldn't come on, man. And that ain't nothing you can just go right to. We finally got it to take one time, and then by the time we got ready to make sure it was right and put something in it, STN went in there, came down, and bust the transmission. And that was already about 3-4 in the morning, and it was going to take about 2 hours to clean it up. And we ended up having to call the race, I think, about damn near 5 o'clock that morning, 4:30, something like that. We ended up having to call it. But we had a whole lot of action up to that point. I don't think nobody was disappointed. We did the best we could. Lil Blue is looking up. We got his head up. He out under the water right now. We about to get it right. Although we couldn't do it at our event, but somebody going to reap the benefits for that motherfucker not doing it at our event. Because the next goddamn property we on, we trying it again. And when we get it right, we're going to a motherfucker ass, man. I mean, apologize. We couldn't get it done this time, but it's coming. Just hold on. Be strong. The ugly tailgate going to be in somebody's face. I rest my case.
Be long now. It won't be long now. Let me ask you this. Betty Boy, do Chevy Stang got something in y'all class? Or, you know, will we see that rival with y'all again?
Chevy Stang got action.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
Yeah, there you go.
He says, on site? Is that what they said? What did he say?
Dead on site. Them two motherfuckers, that cannot be on the same ground, and both of them will go. I give him his credit, and I give us our credit. If them two motherfuckers will go, he'll go, we'll go. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Mm-hmm. No, but what I'm saying, like, does he have a truck, or y'all don't care what he have? I mean, you know, far as
he got the same. I mean, everybody care. Everybody care what somebody got. I mean, if he go build a goddamn broke bar, then I'll see him when I'm
right, right. No, Danny boy, I'm phrasing the question wrong. I'm saying, is he in y'all class to run? That's
if
y'all,
he, if, he,
if
he in reach, if he in reach, if he in reach, goddamn, let's get it. We
get
ready. Now,
I understand that. No, but I'm just saying, is that still a rival with y'all? Are y'all still?
That's one of our biggest rivals yet.
Okay.
Hey, man, I want to know. I don't know about that Facebook shit. I don't know how you make money off Facebook and all that shit. I want somebody to tell me, big dog. They say me and dog might damn near go viral, man. I want my cut, man. We got stuck in the middle of the goddamn track. Well, 130-some years stuck in the middle of the goddamn track. He said
something. Mm-hmm. Lord, that must not been no blue shortage.
Oh, no blue shortage. A motherfucker had a shoe, tennis shoe shortage. We tore up a bunch of shoes.
What's
in that
my point?
Mm-hmm. I see, Danny boy.
Well, Cowboy, I gotta congratulate you and Jamie for whooping on them boys' ass, and hope we get to see y'all go back at it again.
Hey man, why don't somebody get Allen them on, man? And I like to see this happen so much. I got a big mouth tonight. I would like to see each talk show, man, try to get the winners and the losers on after a big raid like that, man, and interview big both of them and see how they feel about going in instead of me running my big ass mouth and hear what they got to say.
I ain't got my co-host
like
on tonight.
Somebody can get them on. Get away and somebody on. You know, we
let me try to get them on. Hold on. Give me a second here. Hold on, man. Let me try to get my ass. Let me see here.
Oh, shit. I just thought about something. I done fucked up. Anyway, I'll be able to handle it. Go ahead. Yeah, man. Why are you trying to get him on, man?
Yeah, give me a second. I'm trying to get
him on. Thank God, too, man. Thank God, man, we had good weather all three nights, man. So, I mean, it was good, man. I'm real thankful for, man, how it went these last 3 days. Great. Right.
Yeah, right.
Hey, if I, promise nothing but, we're probably coming up down the way here in the near future, if we all know what I mean. So, it's a good damn possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my buddy
falling asleep over there. He said he don't know the message. I can't get him on tonight, but, you know. Long Cowboy came on, that's all the time. Okay.
He might get him on.
Uh-oh, I got on. What's up, Randy?
Who y'all trying to get on the line, man? Who y'all trying to get on?
The Mexicans.
Trying to get
They was great gangster goddamn me too though. Like most of that goddamn weekend now, that motherfucker was on bad time of bitch too. The motherfucker was fucking around. They down for motherfuckers. They won one shootout. The motherfucker was getting down, man.
No answer from Allen, man. No answer.
Damn, that's crazy. Well, Allen don't want to get on. Man. Hey, Randy, that was a bomb.
No, he ain't like that.
Oh. It's just a long night, though, Randy, you know?
Yeah, buddy.
No, them boys, they didn't leave with their head down. They had a good weekend, man. Them boys had a good weekend. They
just
couldn't win that one, but they had a good weekend. A damn good weekend. One damn shootout.
Hey, Randy, I got a question. Do you think, seeing that you had, you got Ryan, you know, you tune with Ryan, do you think you should run somebody that Ryan tunes their car? Or how you feel about that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he did it the right way. He put the tune-ups in both cars and got on out the way. Let him go ahead and go at it after that. So, I mean, it is what it is. You can't stop that. If two gorillas want to get at each other, you can't stop. It don't matter who took the car, you know, they're going to get at each other anyway. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So they did the right thing. You know, Ryan usually line the cars up or whatever. He didn't do none of that for their part. He just got on out the way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He actually said he went to the finish line and watched it. He wasn't even on the start line. you know, he said,
hey.
You know, he just got on out the way. You know?
Right. So you feel it's okay. It'll be okay. If you come and run the motherfucker that Ryan's tuning his car, you shouldn't be any animosity because...
Listen, you know, truth be told, Kimo, as hot as Ryan is right now, with everybody what's going on, if you coming out with a 4840 car, and you say you ain't going to run nobody that Ryan tuning, well, you ain't going to have nobody to run with. You're going to have no racing.
Right.
You know, I mean,
like the brother just said, you got like the brother just said, Kimo, I'm not gonna build this car and you tell me who I can't race now.
He ain't gonna share other people information with other people or nothing like that. He ain't gonna tell nobody has to ask nobody cars going and all that. He's not gonna do none of that.
Right. So it should be all right. I mean, another person. So the Mexicans, you know, I don't know who they is. They shouldn't have an issue. They're not going to have an issue that triggered. So they're going to run back, and there ain't no hard feelings between the both of them.
You say what now?
It's no hard feelings between those crews that both Ryan tuned both cars, so it made for a good rivalry.
Well, that's good, Kimo, because some people, you know, if they lost a win, lose a draw. You know, an ignorant person will feel some type of way. You know?
Right.
So hopefully that was a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
Certain type of way.
Because you go out there, since you go out there, you've been running good all weekend, and then two cars get up there that's got the same tuner, and one knocked the tire off, and one go clean down Broadway. I mean, you know, some ignorant people will think that, you know, just because I got a better relationship with Ryan or such got a better relationship with Ryan, he put a different tune up with me. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't the case.
Mm-hmm.
It makes for a good future in racing because a lot of people are going to Ryan, and they are a lot of them are using those CRE motors. So, you know, that's like Gig say, that broke the ice right there. That if you do have the same tuner that you can race each other, you feel comfortable.
I'm
going
to tell you the secret, man. Even though everybody got almost the same equipment, nobody cars run the same. This car may be something different than that car. Or this car, vice versa. You know, don't nobody cars run the same.
No two cars.
You know, you can raise the question that, the Jesse James car got all the new stuff, all the new village stuff, whatever it is. And then you got old stuff. But look, he came out.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Your mic open. 1-1-1-1.
Piggyback off what you're saying. You're making some good points, but that's why I say it come down to your relationship and your trust for the tuner, because let me show you something that happened. Jamie went down there and he was leaking air through the V-lock. They had spun in the wheel. It spun, right? He was losing air fast. So if he'd have been in that race and he went down and the car went hard left because the tire didn't have no air in it. He didn't find this out until he got back to the pit. So a lot of people would have said if that had happened in the race, well, why that car went down and why this car went down. So that's why you got to understand, man, these cars ain't going to do the same thing every fucking time, no matter who's tuning it. And if you trust your tuner, you know y'all got a good relationship and you trust him, and he put what he put in there. Man, don't do that, man. Don't try to blame that shit on no tuner, man. Oh, man. These hot rods got a mind of their own, man.
They do.
That man
ain't
going to put what he can put in there, and that's it, man.
I don't think I ever, as many passes I've made, Danny Boy, I don't think I ever repeated the same pass twice, ever. Exactly the same. So it's always something different. The air is different. The tire pressure is different.
A tuner can put a tune up in your car, and you go run the car, and we good. And he don't trust that motherfucker. You go back there and get in the very next time down in the race. And that motherfucker might not do the same thing. For a whole lot of reasons.
Yeah. For real. Different parts. Hey, listen. A car can run a number at 9:30. Then you can get right back up there at 9:40 with the same everything and then run a different number. Just because of the difference.
Now, They at the top of the food chain of 484s. Who are the other cars at the top of the food chain? And do y'all believe that they'll be willing to run Jamie and the Mexican guy with the 484?
They got a lot of them, Kimo.
Yeah, it's going to get real interesting, Kimo. Second half of the season.
Again, Kimo, I don't think nobody is just running away from the pack. You see what I'm saying? I think everybody is. Anybody can win. The 4-8-40 game is like the NBA right now. You got your favorites, but anybody can win any given night. You know what I'm saying? You know? I mean, nobody is just dominant to where you say, oh, man, that car ain't going to never lose right there. Everybody is close. Everybody.
Right.
Good point.
Everybody is close. So with this happening with the same tuners, it's going to open the doors for these guys to go ahead and get big.
Hopefully it will.
Yeah. So what other 484s out there? Am I asking the wrong question? But what other 484s out there is Ryan got his hands on?
You got Wesley Snipes.
Salty Bitch. You got Wesley Snipes. Salty Bitch.
You got
Keisha.
Them are really the ones that Ryan has messed with. But you got Mario coming out. You got Baby Daddy. You got Josie Wells. You got Josie Wells.
King Kong, it's a lot of them out there, Timo.
Ain't nobody just got by. I would think, out of all them cars I mentioned, I would say King Kong is the slowest. He done won the most. You know?
Got a point there, 6 Mile.
You can't really say what's what. You know, so you just gotta go with.
All right. Now that's cool. That's good. I mean, maybe we get to see some good four-way sometime.
Right.
Hey Randy, I gotta ask this question. Do you think you should have kept your 484 or been that fast and think you would have made it how you feel you would have fared in that?
Again, Kimo, I don't think nobody is just running away from the pack. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. I'm talking about from the first 484, like I was the first one, one of the first ones with it.
You know?
So I don't think nobody is really just dominating the field right now.
Oh man, not to flip a coin.
Old stuff running with the new stuff.
Hey, so Rand, is it just the TREs out there, or is there other guys building these 484s?
You got Uncle Sam. Them, they don't run a TRE.
Nah, Baby Daddy don't run a TRE. King Kong don't run.
King Kong don't run no TRE. No, it's mixed up out there.
Okay.
And the boys Ryan too got them.
Yes, for a while, you only can pretty much get that new style 484 from TRE, not the field and opened up a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, you don't got none of them guys that run the TRE, so. Hell of a field out here, man.
Hey, let me say it another way, Randy. There's a whole lot of them out there with enough shit to run each other. It's just gonna come down to how many of them got enough heart to get their ass up there. All the motherfuckers,
not
the
surgeon general.
All of them in the ballpark. Yeah. Who gonna goddamn swing the bat though? That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
All of them.
What do you say, Randy? Hey Randy, what you say? Get up there.
Get up there.
You can listen to somebody saying he this, he that, he this and that. In the words of wit, if you really want to know what another car doing, go get on side of that motherfucker. They got all the guesswork. You ain't got to worry about all that shit you've been hearing. You get down on, just don't bet your family or your wife or your, you know, none of that. You know, bet what you can bet and get your ass up there. If that man will run you for what you want to run for, get up there. Ain't nothing to talk about then. You will know.
Good point. Very good point.
You ain't been your life. You ain't been your goddamn life.
And ain't nobody undefeated. Didn't go in the race. Ain't go in the race. Tell me one man.
Hey, Danny Boy. Hey, Danny Boy. Do you think them 484s going to disrespect any of the five inch guys?
They already. Yeah, man, listen, man. It's already been proven they can run each other, man. Okay, let me ask you this, Chimo. What's the difference when small block try big block? What's the difference? What the fucking difference? Yeah. Sometimes, if you want more racing, sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone. You ain't going to be able to always feel like you're the favorite. And I say it once again. I done lost more races that I was favored in than I was the underdog. So, it's down to heart. And with these tuners that come down, and do you trust them? If you trust them, hey, man, give me the best you got. And then you race whoever the fuck you want to race. So whoever will race you for some odd reason if you don't want to put him in it.
So, Danny Boy, there's no reason there's no reason the 484s can't run the 5-inch bore space motors then, is what you think.
No. I can't tell each individual who they should or could. But if a small block can run a big block, why two cars, you know, with big block, just because they ain't got the same big block, why they can't race?
Okay, Danny Boy, let me ask you this.
Wait.
Okay, Danny Boy, so you said, do you believe that, you know, they had a 484 shootout, right? And it's proven that they can run with 5 inches. Should the 5 inches be allowed to enter that 484 shootout?
That's going to be strictly on that promoter. That's going to be strictly on the promoter. I mean, when you have a driver meeting, if he allows, ain't nothing else to talk about. If they'll agree, if the members agree to do it, shit ain't nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, each promoter going to promote different, you know.
Right. If you are a promoter, would you be willing to let the 5 inches in the 484 bore space shootouts too? Or would they be accepted to the 484?
If I was a promoter, I'd put my money up and my rules up. That's what I would do. And if I put up 5 inches smaller, that's what it is. You know? Ain't nobody got you at gunpoint saying you got an empty.
Yeah. Where Randy at? Randy, with you being a promoter, are you willing to bend and let these 5 inches come in with these 484s now?
What?
Well, he's not bending. You said Randy. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Randy.
Ren.
Listen, everybody know the 5 inches, the 484 is going with the 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
There is no difference. So, yeah.
Okay.
They're going to be 5 inches smaller.
Okay. So that's what they're going to pretty much have to move the rules to now because, you know, I've been hearing all out of it. It's a 484 shootout. Well, y'all proving that these 484s can run over a lot of the 5 inches. What's stopping us from letting the 5 inches get in these in the shootouts?
I don't think as many 5 inches left out here, Kimo.
Well, it's not. Okay, I don't know, Rick. I really don't know.
And the ones that is left, I don't think nobody cares on the bottom.
Hey, Booski gone already? Boo gone already?
Man, hey, preacher boy, go on mute, please.
My bad. I'm sorry about that, bro. I didn't know the phone clicked over.
So, the guys got to let these 5-inch, old 5-inch board spaces, you know, they should let them in then. Do you agree with that, Danny Boy? Where my man Danny Boy go? Danny Boy, where you go?
I'm right here.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
You was asking me would I let them in?
Yeah.
As a promoter, I would do what's best for the event and for everybody at that time. If this is how I would do it, Kimo. I put my money up in my room. You know, if I put up, if that's what I put up, that's what it is. I mean, if I put up 5 inches fall, blah, 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 this and that, that's what it is. I mean, I'll say this. I don't see why. I mean, I'm going to say it like this. I believe that they're not that far apart. And I think some of the 4-8 quarters is faster than some of the 5 inches. So I feel like they could mix it up. But as a promoter, that would be that'd be the way he want to run his business. If he want to run his business that way that weekend and just do 4-8 quarters only, that's his business that weekend. If another promoter come along and say 5 inches or smaller, that's the way he want to run his business. I mean, can't nobody, if he's spending his money, he make the rules. You know?
Yeah.
It's just that simple. But I say it like this, too. I think you're going to see both this year. You might see some just 4-8 quarters, and you might see both, depending on the promoter. It depends on the time, and it also depends on how many cars. It depends on a lot of shit how a promoter's going to do it. I don't think it's just no set way it's going to happen. I think a lot of shit going to get mixed up all year long. What I think. You're going to see them doing it together. Yeah, they got one with the Bron, anything on 28, so I'm sure, you know, it's just, like you say, it's just up to the promoter.
Right, okay. So what shootouts did you guys have? Did y'all have run with your Bron?
Yeah, exactly. And that was a bad son of a bitch. I'm talking about action, and more action. Yeah. They mixed it up. Yeah, I'm gonna mix it up, man. Good damn shootout. Had all killed all
that. I like y'all had a damn good race, Danny boy. And y'all had one of the better races. Yeah, y'all had one of the damn good race, Trigger Man in the Mexicans. Y'all had a bad motherfucker now. Yeah,
motherfucker went down to them.
Hey. Yeah, that's a bad motherfucker, man.
A lot of good action over there.
Well, look like what if the Mexicans probably licking their wounds and they gonna come back and they gonna tell Cowboy and Trigger Mel, Reba, get your ass up there, huh? They're going to get right back up there with them, huh? Hey, so all Dog did is work the show. He didn't race nobody this weekend, huh?
Hey, Dog got fucked up out there, man.
I know he got stuck on the track.
No, he lost the race. He raced.
Did he?
He got gap. He got gap.
Oh, man. not the Charlie Wilson.
Goddamn, Cowboy. He got gap.
He got gap. Those two motherfuckers got to cut his time on. It was nitrous.
Now, Cowboy, they say Dog do all his own fucking tuning. You tell me he forgot to cut the timer on?
He forgot to cut the timer on. Instead of cutting it on 030, he put it on 3.00. And that's going to come on to the 330.
Come on, boss.
Nothing but the truth. Look at the video if y'all don't believe me. Look at the video.
I watched that motherfucker.
He ran a whole car pick up. He said that when the knife come on.
Hold on.
Tony Bynum's
on.
Tony's
going to have to call him. Fuck, now. He's got to be stupid. What, Tony?
Man,
what'd that come from, boss?
I don't know, Larry. He had time supposed to be in. Lil Mo told him to cut it on 0.30. He put it on 3.00. So that means not going to come on 3 seconds in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Stupid dumb motherfucker.
Damn, Tony.
Damn.
Tony,
Tony.
Hold on,
everybody
Tony.
Done...
Hey,
huh?
Hey, Tony, they said you didn't even bet, man. Hey, Tony, they said you didn't even bet. Trickman said he told you to come on bet with him. The car running good, and you didn't bet. He said, I got
hell
to
no.
do what I do.
Now, dog, don't get me wrong. Dog had an easy win. Now. He had an easy win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he probably fucked that up. Here, everybody on the internet betting with him. He done fucked off everybody's money. He get back to the stage
oh,
and stayed in pit. Talking about my bad. My bad. What the fuck about you some shit
Lord,
my bad, boy, and you done fucked up everybody's fucking money.
Done fucked up the church's money.
Everybody on the live. Everybody on live feed was betting their little $100, their little $50, their little $60.
Mm-hmm.
I like y'all for 60. I like y'all cash out ready. This motherfucker gonna lose everybody's fucking money. He's come back to this goddamn pit talking about my bad. Oh, he cut the time.
No,
I don't hear that bullshit.
Well, you think Alzheimer had anything to do with that, Tony? Or you don't know?
Well, you know, it's like this, man. Dog 73 years old. This man get in his truck, pull a car 16 hours, one fucking race. Time he gets to the damn track, he jump out the track and then he do his dancing lane and all that stuff and won't get no sleep and no rest.
Damn.
How do you on the phone to pull a car 16 hours, one fucking way, and nonstop, just stop and get fuel and shit and get out and go to work?
You got a point there.
Yeah,
he just had spent last week in the hot sun. It might race from 3 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock that day to 3 o'clock that night. Yeah, went to the DMV the week before that, driving away to DMV. Motherfucker, goddamn, I told him he need to sit his ass down and rest.
Well,
listen to me. That's why some of y'all got Larry. You need to tell him, he won't listen to me.
Hey, Tony finna blow up right there. He get dog the blues, man. Tony, let him make it today, this week, man.
Nah, man didn't cut the time on.
He get Tony Bynum's black ass out of the week and all kind of shit. Shut the fuck up, man. Tony Bynum.
What?
Hey, Tony. Don't kill him too hard this week, man.
No, I'm just saying the truth, man. This ain't no cracking jokes. This serious talk, you know. You need to sit down and rest a little bit, man. You know, most people, everybody got here, grandmamas on. Everybody on the phone probably got grandmamas on their phone. They get 73 or 75 years old. We take their keys from them. We don't let them drive. They're going to soap. This motherfucker drives all the country. No rest.
Oh, man.
Somebody
my,
need to be taking
my, my,
dog
my.
Keys. Somebody take a dog keys from him. Yeah, he want to drive 16 hours one fucking way. Stop just only get gas. And jump out and get in the hot sun and get on the mic and do the shit. He did the shootout, too. Then he want to get his goddamn car and try to rape somebody. No, he damn tired. Man, fuck off everybody fucking money with that bullshit.
Lord have mercy. And jack off everybody's
money.
Easy
money. Easy money.
In his defense, though, ain't nobody had to bet with him if they didn't want
him. I understand that, you know, but on easy race, you know, people go to the track to gamble. That's the only reason they go to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go for nothing else but the gamble. They go up there,
no,
dog got an easy fucking race. He had to cut, he could, if dog would cut his night, it's on 0.30.
Why you say
everybody know it's 0.30.
Why you say Tim Fowler was an easy race?
Because I done seen both cars run and dog done ran him before. Dog, Daniel was coming back over the man when the Nigel, because he Nigel didn't come in to the damn 3:30. That's when the 3 seconds come up. That's when the Nigel come in. You was making ground on the man then. You ain't gonna be no nicest car you running horsepower.
You got a point there.
Wait a minute. He didn't do what that boy in Chicago did. He ran on the motor like the boy in Chicago.
Oh man!
No, he didn't mean to run on a motor. He was so tired and fucked up, tired from driving all the way up to Texas, and he didn't care to put the damn timer on 0.30. That means if he'd have had a timer on 0.30, his Nike would came on at the 60 foot. But now he had coming on 3.00. That's it. That's 3 seconds to the race. That's it gonna come on.
Oh man! Lord, how much?
Everybody fucking money. They don't get back after everybody done goddamn lost their money. He's talking, my bad, man. I'll run him again tomorrow.
Yeah. He was his bad.
Fucking my little bullshit like that. Done lost my light money, and you hit some bullshit on you. Mm-hmm. You try him again tomorrow.
Right.
Tony, why you ain't show up, man?
Man, look here. I went to Michigan 2 weeks ago. I got to go to Ohio next week. That's too much running for me, and I ain't in my 70s. That's too much driving.
Mm-hmm.
I got friends, man.
Long your game getting blessed, you should have showed up, man. You know these people out here like you.
Okay, I mean, I only could go so many ways, man. Yeah, Michigan trip, yeah, gonna kill me. Got to go to Ohio next fucking week. I can't do all that traveling, man. I just turned 60. How dogs do that shit, and he's 73 years old. Didn't y'all see, man,
no,
the man was tired and weak. That man tried to walk across the track, man, got stuck. Didn't y'all see
that? Oh, man.
The man.
Not the gorilla glue.
The man. It wasn't no glue. It was a low cap. I don't care if that track was prepped for slick. He wouldn't have made it. Man, he can't pick up his goddamn feet. Weak.
Lord, have mercy.
Ain't got nothing to do with no goddamn glue. Y'all see they had to come over there. Ain't nobody else get stuck. You didn't get to a
floor.
Look here. Well, Dre, how come the other 4 or 5 people didn't get stuck? How come the other 4 or 5 people had to walk off there and help dog off the fucking track? They didn't get stuck.
You got a point there, boss. Hey.
That man dropped his paperwork. He dropped his ass. Dropped every fucking thing, man. They had to help him, man.
Man
was falling down. If he'd have fell down and his elbow would hit that ground, he'd have been like a goddamn. You ever seen a fly on goddamn on those sticky glue, man? Sit down on sticky glue and get stuck to the top of it. That's how he would have been right there. Thank God they have people out there to help him cross the goddamn track.
He's
I mean, y'all, look at, listen to me now, Dre. Go look at that video, and just imagine how some young people be sitting at the sidewalk and help old people cross the damn street. That's the same thing to do, though.
Yeah.
Help them cross the damn
street.
Oh
man!
I'm telling the truth.
Come on, boss.
If I'm lying, somebody skip the one button. If I'm lying. I ain't going by what nobody told me. I'm going by what I saw on the goddamn video. Drake was talking about. Drake, how in the world are you going to sit there talking about it was good glue on the track? Well, how come ain't nobody else got stuck on the track?
You got a point there.
Danny Boy was running across the track to help dog keep him falling down. Two of them two trying to get the dog across the damn track, man. This is what I see when I was. Now, somebody would have told me this, I wouldn't believe it. But I see that. I can't believe it. Why would I not believe my lying eyes?
Goddamn fool here, boy. I told you that.
I'm telling the truth, man. Y'all need to talk to dog and tell him, man, you ain't what you used to be, dog. Let that shit go. He tried to go to somebody race every fucking weekend and get on the mic. Sometimes all money ain't good money.
You got a point, yeah.
Do you believe Tony? Since he got the goddamn nitrous coming on so late in the run, and he got stuck on the track. Do you believe on his show he needs to give himself the Jackie Cash of the week?
Yeah,
because he
fucked off everybody. And guess what he said when people were talking about you? You done lost their money. I ain't tell y'all to bet with me. Fucking money that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I ain't told y'all to bet with me. No, you have to ease the fucking race. What the fuck you say? You know people gonna bet with you. You got to ease the fucking race. But you tired. You don't need ain't no. And who on this phone can travel 16 hours pulling a race car, travel 16 hours, jump out there in the hot sun, do the damn show, get on the mic, and then you in state lane running the shootout. Oh, and doing live, and you go try and get in your car and fucking race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hot down there.
Who's gonna do that? I don't know. Them 20-year-old people can do. 21-year-old people can do that shit. There's 100 mm-hmm. and goddamn 40 degrees out there in Texas. Stupid ass go out there do that dumb ass shit and lose everybody fucking money.
Mm-hmm. He just fucked the church. Lord,
that
much. Fucker. Damn, dog. How you do that?
He don't. He don't need the money. Oh, he's trying to just greedy. He's trying to make all the fucking money. It ain't worth it, man.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what it is.
Yeah, all the money ain't good money.
I mean, Danny Boy paying good. Mike Hill, all the promoters paying good. But you said mm-hmm. you can't burn the candle at both ends, man. It's just sudden. Sometimes you got to slow down. I mean, what the mm-hmm. fuck are you trying to prove? You trying to put yourself in the Guinness World Book of Records or something? What the fuck are you trying to prove?
Now, boss, you got a point there now.
What the fuck are you trying to prove? He could be the oldest. You know what? The oldest horse racer in history.
Nah, boss, he gotta keep them hoes paid, man. He got a pussy bill.
Man.
I'm saying that, but man, that can't be no big bill. He don't last but 10 seconds. That can't be no fucking big bill.
Damn.
You gotta need to slow fucking down. Slow fucking down.
My.
I want all y'all to make a promise with me. I got back.
Mm-hmm.
13 more years before I get old as dog. If y'all see me out there still mm-hmm. trying to fucking go up and down these racetrack and racing, my stupid ass, mm-hmm. y'all please just take my race car from me and let me go home. Just steal it. I don't give
mm-hmm.
a fuck. I'm pulling for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. God damn.
I mean, you got professional truck drivers. Professional truck mm-hmm. drivers, man, they don't allow them to drive 10 hours a day.
11
fucking
hours
pulling a race car. Yeah, they drive 11 hours. They got to sleep for 8 hours. This motherfucker mm-hmm. can try to drive 16 hours pulling a fucking race car way to fucking Texas with no fucking rest, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who can do that? Now you slow, you weak, you can't have C. You're putting the time on mm-hmm. the wrong shit. You lost a fucking race because you tired and you can't see what the fuck you put into your car. I'm not the smartest person in the world, but y'all name me another 375-year-old grocery store out here nowadays. Y'all name me one besides y'all. I mean, you got people from Michigan on the show, from Florida, Texas. Y'all name me a 73-year-old mm-hmm. grocery store now.
There's a reason why you don't see them.
Why you don't see them out there
Bobby
trying to
race? Bobby don't drive his car. Bobby
don't drive his goddamn car.
Right. Somebody said Bobby.
I say anybody in their 70s, tell me anybody in their 70s out there trying to drive a goddamn car. Most people get in their 70s, they don't even want to drive him to the store. This mother going
down
with the
Texas,
then try to race.
Lord,
that's why y'all need to tell. See, he ain't going to listen to me because he think I'm just trying to fuck with him. Y'all telling mm-hmm. me to listen.
Oh, okay.
He'll listen to me. Well, if Dre was to tell him and Larry was to tell him, he'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't
going to
listen to me.
I like that. Why he can't do it? He's been doing all this, huh?
Because he got the timer coming in on 3 seconds into the fucking run.
Everybody make a mistake, okay? He's saying he's got the time wrong. He just messed up on the timing, but it ain't got nothing to do with
it. He messed up. He fucked off everybody
on the timing. Yeah,
and then on top
the
of that,
boss, but
all the money Danny paid him to come out there and do the show, he lost it all over the fucking race.
mm-hmm.
Basically, the only thing he got was the motel fee. He got a free motel, but the money he got paid, he lost it all on a race he had won.
Not, we down in Dallas.
That was because, man,
wasn't a good night, that's all.
Mm-hmm. All the money the goddamn $2,000 Danny paid him to come out there, he gonna goddamn lose it all on one fucking race. Yeah, look at that. It's taking 16 hours to drive out there. 16 hours to come back. That's 32 fucking hours. He lost all that in 4 seconds. 5 seconds.
Damn.
5 seconds.
Damn.
But he had to have it to lose, though, bro. But this conversation wouldn't be if he had won. It's always going to be a loss.
Oh, yeah. If he'd have won, I'd have been crazy. I lost my look at him.
Hey, boss, check this out. If he had won, here's what you'd have been saying. You, along with many more, is laughing on the phone right now. Man, that dog, 70-something years old. Look how bad that man is. That man, all that driving, all that showboating and crying, acting a fool, filming and on the mic, and still go out there and kick behind in his car.
You're right.
But I can't say that
because this motherfucker went out there and got them put his time on wrong.
Oh, man.
He's too tired. And don't want nobody helping.
He's been doing all this time, Pastor.
If he was my granddaddy, I'd take his keys from him. Don't let him drive.
Lord, how much?
He'd be damn near just a skip and hop in the nursing home. Come on, driving out there right there. He was my granddaddy.
The savings wouldn't be made if he had won. I don't really think it was made because he lost the race.
Some older people.
If he was my granddad,
I'd sneak in his house and take his truck keys so he won't be driving. Too old to drive.
Lord have mercy.
He'd be walking around and trying to find his keys. We can't find. Go out and tuck them. I mean, what the
right
fuck
now,
are you trying to do?
70 years old, though, dog do more with the race truck than a lot of guys 30 and 40 can do. I mean, he's bouncing around the track all day. He's on the mic all day. He hauls
his
own car in the sun. Exactly. In the hot sun. And he do it all by himself. You got a lot of guys out there in their 20s to 40s running, trying to get some air. Can't take that. So he just had a bad day with the sending time.
I don't care who you is, sooner or later, the age catch up with you. I ain't never know nobody that age ain't caught up with you yet. Michael Jordan was a bad man. Caught up with him. Michael Jordan was a bad man.
But boss, just because the man made one stake, you say he stayed at .3. That made him be falling down and caught up to him.
He still cut decent lights too. He still cut decent lights. He was driving Tony Bynes' car not too long ago, so he can't be that old.
Y'all got to understand. I am his best friend. I don't want him driving all them damn driving rump the goddamn road and wreck the damn truck for some reason.
I'm just simply saying, if the shoe had been on the left instead of the right, all this laughing and giggling wouldn't be going on because he'd have won instead of lost.
I don't care about losing a race, but I hate for him losing a race that he had won easy for him making a mistake because he's too tired.
The easiest win in the world can be a loss. There's no
guarantee.
He
proved that Friday night.
What he saying, brother?
There's just no guarantee win, though. I don't care how good it looks for you. I'm just looking out for him.
That's why they make nursing homes so you get too old to do shit. You can do nothing anymore. They ain't make nursing homes for nothing. They made them for a reason.
Tony said he's gonna put that motherfucker in a nursing home.
He ain't ready for it. They put John
No. Now he not. I'm not saying he's ready for a nursing home, but he ready to goddamn somebody steal his keys and be traveling to Texas today. Yes, he don't need to be doing that.
He need to get in his truck and drive right around here. He might can go to Darlington, 2 hour drive to Owensburg, 2 hour drive to Macon.
Mm-hmm.
But all this cross country driving, man, that bitch 73 years old, man. He need to stop that shit, man. And pulling a damn car.
Mm-hmm.
I know driving a rubber car and pulling a truck and trailer.
I know a guy 80 still driving truck cross country. 80 years old, he still driving truck cross country.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's gonna make the man.
Well, what is he trying to prove?
He may not be getting
proof. He can run off and go to sleep and run off and kill his dog.
Hey, boss. Why can't just be that he love what he doing?
You got pressed the one button, Cal.
Why can't
he
trying to prove
it? 706-6625, your mic over.
I just did. It ain't doing nothing.
You open.
I mean, what's he talking
about? Oh, okay.
I mean, what's he trying to prove?
Like I said, boss, why he can't just love what he doing?
I can see if he was saying dog was old and he was falling asleep at the light and he wasn't driving
mm-hmm.
good. Dog still cutting good lights, but he's still driving good. Hell, he was just driving truck not too long ago, so he can't be
but
that old. Doing, you know what I mean?
But guess what?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Why are y'all talking about dog when he ain't on the phone?
Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Goddamn it, I'm not scared to talk to him. Get him on the phone.
He ain't on the phone.
You know, and do y'all know why he ain't on the phone? He could have dropped
him. Game, talk up for dog. Game, you talk up for dog.
So he's dog done stopped.
And y'all, dog done stopped six times already, man.
Hey, boss. I'd rather for him to stop six times and be safe than stop one time.
And me too. I do appreciate that.
Okay.
I tried to tell him to stay in the motel room all day and rest.
But
he wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I said, dog, please, man. Just stay in the room. I'll pay for the room. Stay in the room all day today and just sleep, man. Get some rest. That motherfucker goddamn left the damn track. He left the fucking track 4 o'clock last night. That bitch on the road 8 o'clock this fucking morning.
Ain't nothing in Augusta.
You ain't missing nothing.
I'm sure he's tired enough.
No, he don't know that. Sometimes you get that age and stuff. I hope I don't be like that, man. I'm like I said, y'all, if I get like that about 10 more years from now, 12 more years from now, please just take my race car and I won't even file a police report. Just do that for me. Well, I'm trying to go up a goddamn road and run off a goddamn bridge or run off a mountain car and fail to fucking sleep.
All because he made one mistake.
I'm not talking about him, cowboy. Everything I'm saying to dog, I already told him yesterday. This ain't nothing new. I said the same thing to dog this morning.
What about when you go to the truck and make a blunder? Did they say take your keys?
If I make a blunder, it ain't cause I'm sitting tired of the whole damn Texas road.
That's my opinion.
I ain't gonna argue with my dog, but that's my opinion, man. Did you see that picture? Last week I took a dog, man, at the track last week, man. In my TRA. Did y'all see that picture? Dog, man, he turned two shades black. I didn't holler at son, and he won't drink no fucking water here. I don't know why the fuck he won't drink the water. That motherfucker died before he drank a cup of water. I don't know why the fuck he won't do it. I didn't holler at son. Okay. All right, D. If y'all gonna approve of him doing that, please just get him some water, man. Make him drink water in the daytime, okay?
Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm approving is that so he made a mistake and put the wrong time in.
I understand what you're saying. You're looking out for him, but please just make him start drinking water. Ain't nothing wrong with drinking water and all that stuff? Is there anything wrong with that? This man will not drink a goddamn bottle of water for nothing. Just like a vampire. Just like a vampire scared of crawls. He's scared of a bottle of water just like that.
You know, he be dehydrated, man.
I look at him, man. I feel sorry for him. Dog, you want some water? No, I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm all right. I don't drink water. I don't drink water. Crazy, man. He's like your suicide mission. He won't drink water. He will not. Hey, Cowboy, he will not drink water out in the hot ass sun, man. He'll drink a soda. He'll drink a Coca-Cola and shit like that. But y'all know what Coca-Cola do for men out in the hot ass sun.
Dog drunk a jug of water this weekend. So why he don't drink water?
Dog drunk a what now?
A jug of water this weekend, so why he don't drink water?
A jug of water. I know that's a lack of dog don't drink water, Cowboy.
Yeah. Tony, I gave him 5 bottles of water. He drunk it.
Well, he got that show. If you gave him 5 bottles of water, he put it in his race car. He ain't drank no fucking water. He's
oh, man.
If you gave him 5 jugs of water, his water was low in his goddamn race car. He pulled, topped it off. But he ain't drunk it.
Oh, Tony.
He don't drink. He say that himself. He don't drink no water.
No dog gonna light your ass up tomorrow, Tony.
I'm just but Cowboy, I'm not lying. Cowboy, you know that man I told him 50 times on the morning show. He don't drink water. He don't. I've been knowing dogs as long as anybody on this your phone, and I ain't never seen him drink a bottle of water. Never.
I was gonna light your ass up tomorrow.
I'm just trying to look out for my buddy, you know? He won't drink no fucking water. What y'all tell him? You're going to be out there in the hot sun all day. Just drink you some water. At least do that. He won't do it.
Tony,
he won't listen to me. Every time I try to tell him, dog, drink some water, man, that man cuss me out. I'm grown. You'll tell me what to fucking drink. Well, drink some water. What's wrong with him? I don't know.
What's wrong with him?
If I would have went out there and did the exact same thing dog did and couldn't win a couple of nights on to 3 seconds into the pass, he'd have called me jackass of the week. Y'all know that. Y'all know I'm not lying.
Yeah, you know that. Hey, you know, man.
I mean, everybody know I'm telling the truth. People said Tony jackass of the week or the
Bill Murphy. We don't know who the J.E. going to be until he gives us the back report.
Well, you got a point there. He might. But I know damn well if I did the exact same day, I knew what jackass was going to be. The dumb motherfucker went out there, Texas. He went out to Texas. Dumb motherfucker didn't even cut the Nitrous on and lost an easy fucking race. He got to be jackass of the week. Yeah. The same thing y'all told me.
My.
Y'all know
what you're going to say. What you going to say? What you going to say if you name yourself that?
So now?
I believe he got to be a candidate for jackass of the week.
No, he got to be jackass of the week. Ain't nobody else did no shit no dumber than what he did this weekend. Now, if he don't give himself jackass of the week, they're going to be a fake goddamn bad report. I ain't heard nobody else giving nothing to do with that.
You told dog you don't want nothing else to do with the bad report.
I ain't got nothing to do with me. This has to do with dog, and he gives all self jackass of the week. This has nothing to do with
you.
He ain't got nothing to do with it.
But Tony, you ain't gonna do anything. You can't even talk about it.
That's right. You ain't got nothing to do. You can't even talk about it.
If you boys in your opinion, you having something to do with it.
Hey, Tony. Justin James could be the jackass because they start
running down the track.
Hey, y'all be quiet. Let James talk. What's it, James?
Justin James could be the jackass because they thought they could fuck with backstabber. They the jackass.
They lost a race. But dog lost a race.
No, Tony. They ran down the racetrack, Tony. Hey, Tony, they ran down the racetrack. Thought they had won.
Okay. All right. That's good. So
he lost a race.
So you got to tell me.
Dog got stuck on the racetrack.
Stuck on the racetrack too now, Jamie.
Now, a lot of people got stuck on the racetrack. They step out.
No, ain't nobody but dog. They ain't had to help. Nobody but dog cross the racetrack right now. I ain't seen them ace help nobody.
Danny Boy got stuck.
I didn't know. But dog. But Cowboy, he got stuck where he helped his own self off the track.
No, he didn't.
Off the track.
Mm-mm.
Dog,
I think
he had all his strength. If dog had all his strength, he would have walked off that track without anybody helping him.
Right.
I didn't do it before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that shit here and go 16 hours out in the hot ass sun, and you can't. You too tired. You can't walk off the street. We're trying to make all the money. All money ain't good
mm-hmm.
money.
Mm-hmm.
All money ain't good money.
Yeah, kid. I think dog.
Hold on. Who said
don't worry. Hey, Jamie. Don't worry.
Who said? Stop one second. We have a good conversation tonight. Who said self dog?
Jamie.
I said lay off him, Tony. Lay off him.
Jamie, I ain't never heard you say dog. Lay off Tony. When dog be on the show, fucking with me, I ain't heard you now time say dog, lay off Tony.
Hold on.
I just said the shit yesterday on my live. I said, dog, lay off Tony. So how much you want to bet? Because you a gambling man, let them lift $20.
No, I ain't talking about live. I'm talking about the show, dog show.
Well, that is a show. My live is a damn show. Okay, Jamie. Since you're on the phone, Jamie, you know how it is riding up and down that road, driving up and down that road. Jamie, you know how it is riding up and down that road and stuff. Why won't you or Cowboy ride with dog, man, to help him drive?
Hey, Tony, I just had a blue eye. I tried to get my spare tire down, and what jackass put a lock on my damn spare tire, man?
Man,
2 hours. They put a lock on my spare tire, man. Who the hell? They see that damn spare tire. What the hell it is? A fucking spell, man.
We're locking a cable or chain.
It look like a lock that goes like a wheel, like a rim wheel. You know what I'm saying? It's a real lock.
Mm-hmm. Good God. 2 hours. 2 hours, man. I'm
going to my life, man. 2 hours. I got to get me another hotel. I ain't even driving home, man. Hold on. Wherever I get tired of, that's why I'm going to get me a room, man. It'll be Wednesday before I get home.
Lord have mercy.
You to my damn dog. You to my ride with dog. I need to send a dog to ride with me.
You ain't lying.
So, Jamie, you by yourself? You driving by yourself? Man, mother I got with me can't drive, man.
Hey,
oh,
Jamie.
Man.
Game. I'm 4 to 4 miles from Atlanta, boy.
Oh shit! Goddamn cowboy rolling.
Man. Goddamn. Then I-20 is a rough damn ride too. Damn fucked up roads, man.
Man, my tire light coming on. I hope my other tire. These rough roads. That probably bust my tire, man.
Hey man, y'all need to check on dog. Y'all need to check on dog.
Car. I'm going to start taking that damn spare tire out that damn trailer and put them back in the truck. If I have a blowout,
mm-hmm.
I got to take all this shit out that trailer.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You take all the spares and put them on the back of the truck.
Now, I'll be a real jackass. I tell you what, kid, if I ever blew out on the trailer, I'm just going to take Max Time. Once I take Max Time out, that's why I'm driving to Augusta.
Oh, man, come on, man.
Hey, kid, I ain't thinking about that until
that tire got stuck. I said, well, damn. If I ever blow out on the damn trailer, I got to take all that shit out and get the spare tire. So I'm going to start I'm going to start taking that spare tire.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony Bynum, how many people you think Dog took down with him? Did he take a whole
lot? Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony, Dog writing everything down. You said it. Now you know that.
Hey, listen. Y'all talk about Ed Morning and what like they talked about Dog. But don't worry about it. Goddamn TMR you had there. We brought him back to life, son. So don't worry about that. Dog and MVPI. We brought them
down from Georgia because they was goddamn, picking that. They were picking that Georgia from the get-go for Friday.
Yeah, but all the people that got in there still see that. Hey, let me show y'all something, people. See, y'all have to look at people like, I'm going to show y'all, Silver Surfer, y'all follow, hit the follow button on Silver Surfer.
Oh, man, not Aaron Tingle.
Yeah, Aaron Tingle. Check out what he did, kid. See, when we you know what I'm saying, couldn't go Friday because of our damn tie. You know, of course, you know, with the fault, they won. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to discredit they win or nothing like that. Silver Surfer gonna put on Facebook, talk about we whining and we crying and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Now, that was a shootout Friday night, kid. You see what I'm saying? Same deal. Come Saturday, when we knocked out goddamn that boy, goddamn Mexicans, I ain't seen Silver Surfer say a damn thing. Yeah, just a
James. James game.
Just a game. Yeah, but I ain't seen Silver Surfer share none of that shit, right? So I tagged him in the post. You know what he said, kid? Good second round win. Motherfucker, Friday night was a damn shootout, too. But we bet money when we ran that something this time. Oh, we can. See, you got to pay attention to people like that, kid. I write that shit down. You got Cowboys fans, you write that shit down. You got to pay attention to people like that. What you get out of that, kid? It's just being funny, or what you get out of that, kid?
I guess it was just being funny.
Or, huh?
I guess it was just being funny.
He get that goddamn Mustang up there all still all glad. I'm going to show him how to be funny.
Oh,
I'm going to show him how to be funny.
Like, Jamie,
yeah.
I heard you say that you was kind of, you wanted to talk, I mean, you wanted Tony Bynum to bet with you when you run them boys, and he didn't bet with you.
I did not say that. I did not say that, sir. So who told you that? See, that's a lie to get out there.
Hold on.
I didn't say I wanted Tony to bet with me. I didn't say that.
You told Tony, come on bet, man. And he said, I got to see the car. Isn't that what you said earlier?
I was looking for Tony to not say what he said is what I said, man. You know what I'm saying? When Tony said he got to see the other car, that's a no-brainer. Tony shouldn't have to see the other car. But to become my running back step, that's a damn top car. If damn near one of the top cars in the country.
James, I was listening to Dog. That's what I'm saying. I said I got to wait. Dog talking about y'all couldn't beat that damn car. I was listening to him.
Oh, yeah, man.
Tony, how many times Dog could be playing around and you still follow up Dog, Tony? How many times Dog has said he liked the other car, TMR, go out there and gap them people, man? See, I thought you were wiser
I was on the morning show talking about, oh, man, just James looked last night. James was going to be fucked up.
But Tony, I don't care who said it. You know what I'm saying? You got to go by the record, Tony. But I tell you something, just like anybody you lock in, I said, Tony, you about to gap that man. What you do? You go out there and gap him. I said, Tony, you about to get fucked up, Tony.
This is Blood from Detroit. Congratulations on your win, man. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know you're my guy. Congratulations, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
done
put the work
in,
so you deserve it.
Did you win?
Yeah, I mean, huh? Who that? Oh, somebody. Oh, you talk to them. Yeah, Tony. That's how that go.
Yeah, Jay, what the crowd out? When you was out there, was most of the crowd betting with you or most crowd betting with Texas guy?
Shit, Texas. Man, the whole damn track bet with that damn car, man.
Yeah,
Damn near the whole crack bit with you.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, Tony,
the cameraman,
like, he showed me the video. You know, I mean, I ain't really played it, but he showed me on this thing. But he said, man, the crowd went crazy when our light came on, man. But, man, Tony, them mm-hmm. boys was, just as they were going out there making shakedowns, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was a fan on the property, that's what people thought. And got gas because it was a red car, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a red car. And they're looking at backstabber like it, we got both doors taped up, all kind of shit. They look at it like it ain't
a roaster.
Man, shit. Right, man, Cowboy kept coming to me talking about, oh, we got them second rounds at home. Let's get past this first round. When we get past this first round, man, ain't nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing to talk about. I'm going to show you what we're going to do to it. I told him, boy, we were going to gas Cowboy. Then I tell that boy we were going to gas him. I look at a fucking car and tell you that my guy can't wait.
You told that man you're going to put space on.
Space on. I told you I'm going to be on my wing, man.
Cowboy did say that. Cowboy said on the morning show, that car ain't showed me nothing, man. We're going to fuck that car up. That car ain't showed me. Cowboy
mm-hmm.
before.
Yeah, man, that car was doing something by itself.
Okay, so you look at our record. We be on the morning show. We tell you how we feel about races. You got to check out our record, Tony. We about 82%. You know what I'm saying? And you talking about you got to see the damn car make a pass.
Hey,
it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard for Baseball to get ahead of Brush right now.
Miles, you could have
now. Hey, Tony.
It's gonna be hard.
Tony, let me tell you something, Tony. Tony, you might be reading my mind, Tony. You might be reading my mind. After we go through with Mario. Hey, Tony, you read my mind. I was gonna make a post, but that blowout threw me off. I was gonna make a post after we get through with Mario. You know, we're going to have to go back, too, and give everybody back time. Tony, nothing to talk about.
You might run some posts in a shootout, but it's going to be hard to get to somebody locked in for the money.
On the mid-travel week, man, them people are going to run us all day long. You got her coming out. You already know how you think his nuts and pecker is. You know you like to talk about his pecker. So you already know his pecker going to be
yeah,
on.
Yeah, Tony, got baby daddy feeling a little wrong.
David, they don't want to come back. Tony, we got races to the end, man. Only thing about it, the moves that we make them with nobody know about it and stay up front and out front. Nothing else to talk about, Tony. We're going to blindside these fuck bitches, Tony.
Tony, we ain't cut the third gun on. Uh-oh, goddamn, I ain't mean to tell you that, Tony.
Oh, shit, not the third gun, Cowboy.
Yeah, but Cowboy, I told Ryan, he cut that goddamn third system on, I'm getting out the gas. I promise you, I'm getting out the gas.
No, I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't touch it.
Man, Ryan just talked. That's why I couldn't get on an hour ago, Cowboy. Ryan talked me for a whole hour, man.
Don't have to Mario. We're going to set that bitch down. And get Go Buster and beat the same motherfucker that we raised with.
Yes, sir, kid.
Damn.
Yes, sir. After the six, we're setting it down to my kid race. We're going back, put it in the pay shop, and goddamn it, have come back that return of the goddamn Ghostbusters. Nothing else
Ghostbusters
to talk about.
And Keisha.
Oh, no, not that. Yeah. Damn, y'all ain't going to get Ghostbusters run. Y'all ain't get Ghostbusters run like
Ghostbusters
that.
Run everybody who
What do you say? What do you say?
You ain't gonna get backstabbed. You ain't gonna get Ghostbusters run like backstabbing now. Don't do that.
Tony, don't do that. Tony, they're gonna be so scared of Ghostbusters, boy, they're gonna want backstabber bank. Watch your seat.
Tony, don't do that.
Tony, remember we told you that, all right? Just remember we told you that.
I don't believe that.
But now when you see it, you gonna believe it.
Cowboy, hold on. Tony, you was the first one that say backstabber wasn't shit. You was the first one to say
It wasn't from the get-go until y'all got the buzz out of it. That's what I'm talking about.
Tony, that don't matter. You said that like, you know what I'm saying, whether we get the buzz out of it or not, it's still
we ain't got to get the buzz out of Ghostbusters, Tony. The buzz out of Ghostbusters.
What did we tell you? Tony, that bitch gonna be hell, Tony. You just hold on and watch this shit. I tried to tell you, man, we never really played with that car, man. Man, that car was ahead of its time 2 years ago, man. But you don't listen, man. You got a hard fucking head. You got a hard head like kid.
You and Kid, y'all two sisters' kids, man.
Tony, Ghostbusters is going to be danger, Tony. Remember that, what I told you now.
Hey, Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Oh, man, I know that ain't leaking. Leon.
Yeah, you looked at my post last night, but I'm going to say this. Last year, this time you got your ass whooped by that Camaro, they was putting that picture with the gap. I ain't seen nobody put that picture up from last night. I've been waiting now. It's a lot of one-siders on the game. Now, you know,
but
that,
but the Camaro never
there.
Beat us.
Which Camaro, Leon?
Nah, that one with the big time Willie Bond. They was posting that up.
Oh, yeah. I told you. I didn't mean to tell
but,
Jay that.
Last night and today, now by the day, though, it should be some shit posted up. Old Texas ain't saying
nothing. Hey, Leon, don't worry. Man, I ain't got a chance to get on Facebook, but listen.
Leon, you talk to him, but you won't engage.
That's crazy.
Hold on.
Who was that?
Jamie
had a
show. I mean, shit, he won. Got the right to have.
Y'all trying to get a lock-in, though. Now, Jamie, you ain't going to get no lock-in over here. We race every Thursday at the Grove. Every Thursday, it's a race. Somebody racing at the Grove.
Oh. I can't believe Tony said we ain't going to run through there. Hey, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you believe me when I tried to tell you at my kid race in March, if we had the backfire, I tried to tell you that goddamn baby daddy wasn't that fast. I told you that in March, man. So do you believe me now?
Oh, yeah, I believe
you.
Everybody had him so fast. Everybody say, I don't listen to everybody. So he got a big boat. He sold a small block. He got a big block now and all that.
But Tony, you got to stop. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why I've been trying to say, you ain't got the eye for this shit, Tony. You got to stop listening to these people that just looking at who tuned in the car, who owned the car. That don't mean a motherfucking thing. We done proved that to these people, Tony. We don't give a damn about no NHRA goddamn drivers or none of that shit. We done beat them NHRA drivers and fucking tuners. Gerard Gray here, NHRA fucking driver. We done knocked his ass out.
Tony, you don't hear Weird just say, lock in five.
One on five.
That's the only thing Wheelchair used to say. 105. I heard that shit on a long time, Tony.
Please call Wheelchair.
I heard that in a long time. 105.
Hey, Jamie, 105, Jamie.
Hey, who's that man? Who is that?
Maul. That got to be Maul.
That's Maul or Dre. That's Maul or either Dre.
They got to be Maul.
Hey, Dre. Who that is, Dre? Hey, Dre, why are you talking that shit about Texas now, son? If that's you.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. I ain't got nothing to do with none of that shit out here going on.
You from Texas?
Okay. I already told you who I want, nigga. I don't have to do what everybody else do. I want Romeo. Now get his ass up there.
If them boys would have lost, you said they come out of Texas and got their ass fucked up. You said that, Dre. Don't do that, Dre.
Hey, Jamie, Larry say he ain't gonna got you no more. He say fuck Texas.
Oh, yeah. The last came to me, man. The last. Trigger. Man, I got to give it to you, man.
Say, you're a bad son of a bitch, man.
Hey, Larry, I'm going to tell you how stupid they were. I kept telling them damn fools, say, man, Jesse James ain't finna beat that goddamn car. Man, nigga, bet. Man, nigga, bet. I said, I tell you what, I bet you 100, I bet the next nigga 100, and whoever else is 100. So I bet them niggas 300. So, boom.
How much you bet, how much you bet all together?
Hey, Joe, you got cash out? Yeah, it started running good, picking up, but that motherfucker still wasn't just ready to jump out there.
Hey, great. Hey, Annie, 284, we catch out there on the proper. We got to have them.
I believe that now, but shit, goddamn, they thought they had a bad motherfucker. Ryan blowed up three goddamn motors this weekend.
See, Dre, what you got to understand is when we've been coming out to Texas, Dre, we've been have to create races. The underdog. You see what I'm saying? When we bring that bell like we brought out there, you see what happened? I don't be trying to tell you, man. You be all on the internet talking about Texas, and now you ain't got nothing to do with Texas. Y'all have mercy. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't never
saying
that. Hold up.
Typical
nigga. I'm not a stupid motherfucker.
We came out there for Chino. But the other motherfuckers, you know, just got in the way. We came for Chino, Gray.
Shit, Chino was over there with his wife.
Came to get our money back.
I ain't gonna lie, Gray. Y'all, them women out there in Texas, they love to your mom, boy. Man, they got their lady inbox me and said, cut this W on. I got some funny after the race.
Uh oh.
I like that. Hey.
Ooh, I like
that. What you want, cowboy? Nothing else to talk about.
She was in the hotel cutting her drawers off.
She was cutting the riddle.
Cutting the lace. Hey, great. That's why Jamie late behind me. He wanted me to wait while he do something. He crazy as a motherfucker on the great. You never get the hell on, man. You come when you get.
They thought they was gonna fuck with Bass. I'm telling you, dumbass nigga. That's a light ass motherfucker. Well,
I can't believe you doing this, Greg. I think you're lying.
What? Cause I'm telling you like it is. Hey man, I fuck with Trigger man. And when we go on that side over there, they be looking out for us. So when they come over here, we fuck with them. But I'm just saying, man, it wasn't nobody out there that could fuck with him. Only person that could fuck with him.
Hey,
he
Jay, I'm so glad
right.
to see Georgia.
What,
I don't know what
he?
To do for so bad to see Georgia. God damn.
Hey, child boy. Hey, Daniel, for real, out of all of you, couldn't fuck with Flacco, could you?
Man, come on, man. We would Flacco first. We would Flacco Friday night. Yes, we would. Man, we would run over Flacco. We'll run over Flacco, man.
I bet y'all don't want to lock that shit in today, Greg.
I bet like hell we will.
I'll make that happen.
But the only reason we won't, because he showed the time. Man, Flacco in the way, man. Man, Flacco in the way, bro. Man, Greg, by the time Flacco start up, we'll be finished, man. That man in the way. Trust me, Greg.
I can't believe Drake, look, you'll see, Drake knows he's a Texas fan, man. He's a Longhorn, man. I know you lying, man. You had to bet with that Longhorn car. Hey, cowboy, say that again. I got Flacco right-hand man on the phone. Say it again.
Flacco in the way, man. Trust me. Flacco can't stand what we put behind him, man.
Flacco.
Jamie will rock that man.
Jamie will rock that man to sleep and run out that man's life, man.
Well, who put him out of the shootout? Who told him he couldn't run in the shootout? Talking about some time showing us up. That man didn't show no time in last year.
Oh, yes, he did. He showed. He said he did. And then he ran Friday night. Hey, he ran Friday night.
Hey, hold on.
And then we didn't want to put him out Friday night.
I know, but Cowboy, what somebody, yeah, who that is? Say something about Flacco showing the time? Who that is?
Cowboy.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, but they say he showed the time last year. No, he showed it last year.
He showed it this year. He showed it this year. He showed it this year.
Where did you?
Yeah, he showed it this year. He told you. I see him here, Tim. He told them? No, he didn't.
Oh, well, maybe he showed it this year. I don't remember. I thought it was last year.
No, he showed it this year.
He showed it this year, February. He showed it this year. He said in the driver's meeting.
That's right. He said in the driver's meeting he showed it. But then he said after the time was showed, he said he got a whole nother, you know, it ain't the same.
Shut up, yeah.
But then they say, well, then so dogs are around. How we know? Everybody said, how they know? But the other guy, some of the people want Flacco to get in.
Yeah.
No, we didn't let him get out. We said one word. We said one word.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to put him out Friday night, so we didn't want to care.
Y'all want to try him again then?
Well, anybody would have got in front of us would have knocked his head off.
Hey, well, you want y'all to get that script locked in with Jay for Jay Ray? You know y'all will be here for that.
Ray. Hey, Gray. We don't know about the book no Ray for us, Gray. We all right.
I ain't booking nothing. I'm just trying to get you the ring that
okay,
you want.
Okay, well, no. Okay, okay, no. We ain't said we want it. We said we will beat him. The man showed the time, Greg. We're not going to go there, Greg. We're not going to run that man.
But y'all already ran him once.
No.
So why in the hell y'all going to stop now?
But, Greg, we're not going to run that man like that. No grudge race.
Hey, y'all.
Hold on, Gray. Get the grudge up there, Drake. Fuck it.
Let me get Romeo first, then y'all can bring whatever else y'all want.
Hey, Cowboy. Romeo ain't crabbing. You got to come down there to get Romeo. We're locked in, Romeo. Hey, Gamer Ray, come on down and get it.
Stop talking about it and lock it in.
Okay. Okay, then. Okay,
congratulations on y'all win, man.
Then lock it.
That's some good shit. Y'all done some good shit. Congratulations on y'all win. I'll tell y'all first before we try to get on y'all ass. First and foremost.
Okay. So now we'll do it the sixth, Gray. Romeo and the Grudge.
Man, I'm not coming up. Y'all coming back down here, so let's go to work, man.
Gray. Hey, Gray, we just can't keep bringing them cars up there. Y'all ain't bringing no car down here, Gray. I'm trying to lock you in on the sixth.
I tell you what. Hey, bring that motherfucker down here.
Gray. No bet, Gray. We ain't going to pull them car wheel down there.
That's cool. Hey, I'm
Romeo
not,
too
man,
heavy
I'm
to,
right
Romeo
now,
too heavy to pull a wheel down there.
Y'all not
okay,
don't
kind of locked in. We not pulling Romeo too
to
heavy.
No, I'm saying we're
going to back stop. Oh, no, back stop we put on back on with a Ghostbuster, a teacher. No, we don't run Flacco.
What about Ghostbuster? Y'all run Ghostbuster with Flacco with Ghostbuster?
We gonna run
Flacco
with
now
one of them cars.
Okay,
show the time,
man. I got you. I respect that.
If he ain't showed the time, we would have ran it.
Yeah, I got you. I respect. I know how I go. Well, we ain't got no fans down this shit like this. You know what I'm saying?
What else y'all got? What else y'all got? Y'all
want to
lock in
for
Flacco?
But I own Miss Graham, but I'm getting ready for that up there shootout. I'm the owner of Miss Graham.
You the owner of Miss Graham?
I want Romeo. I want Lil Romeo.
Yeah, Miss Graham got the back tire.
From who?
For what? Keisha got the back tires.
Oh, hell no. I can't know. I can't know. Hell no.
Hey, Hey, Trig, man.
I thought that was what y'all
wanted to talk about. I'd say one and one from Keisha and a lot of dead ends.
Hey, take you some medicine,
man.
Take you some medicine. Take you some medicine, man. That's the only thing you need to take, some medicine.
Andre,
Craig, why are you big all the time, man? You just got a habit.
Yeah, I'm about to
say, why are you big all the time?
Can I hear you try to lock a car in? You need something, right? I don't understand that.
Hey, you big all the time, man. You must have got that in your system, man. You just big all the time, man. Why do you do that?
And Drake, I think Drake got cut off. And Drake got cut off. Whoever lied, you know, they fell off. But he do big all the time. I don't understand him. God damn. They need to go and get their fudge, put this crust of fudge. Can't hurt nobody.
Has anybody checked on dog yet?
No, ain't nobody checked on dog. They say dog good. Wherever he at, I mean, they say he good, Tony.
Ain't nobody said they're good. Nobody heard from dog 4 or 5 hours, man.
Dog normally a pop.
I don't hear nothing about dog good.
Oh, that's what
the
Cowboys said. Dog. The Cowboys said dog straight. That's what Cowboys said.
Oh, he did. Well, he might be good. Okay then. I know it take. You know, a dog ain't on this show, something real wrong. Y'all know that yourself.
You thought he would pop his head up.
Yeah, if he was woke and everything, he would have got on the show.
Yeah, he might be in a hotel asleep or something.
I hope he is, man. I hope he is.
Yeah. Leon, what's happening, man?
What's up, Kimo?
Hey, Leon, they say dog cut the timer on 3.800 seconds. They say Lil Mo told him put it on 0.03 seconds.
30.
He put it on
3.00.
Yeah. The dog turned that bitch on 3 seconds.
Just fucked off the goddamn trigger's money.
Leon, they said dog turned that bitch on in 3 seconds into the run. The run almost over with.
Almost over with. You're right.
Well, he tried. He gave it a try, boss. He gave it a try. He tried to win.
Yeah, he tried. He come close.
I got to ask you guys,
close.
Should he win Jackass of the Week, because he cut the timer on late and his ass out there and got stuck on the track. They had to help him on the track. Should he win Jackass of the Week?
Hell yeah.
Well, Kimo, you know, I didn't see everything. Yeah, I did. You know what? I take that back. Yeah, I have to give the Jackass of the Week because he did. His papers got stuck at first. He tried to get his papers in. He couldn't move. I did see that. I'd have left them papers later unless somebody else got them papers.
Yeah, man. Leon, call Dog and talk to him for me, man. Leon, call him and talk to him for me.
Where he at? Is he, Dog probably at home. Now, Dog on this
Dog
phone.
Dog home.
I don't give a... the dog on this phone. I don't give a fuck what you say. He might ain't gonna say nothing, but dog on this phone.
Yeah, I know. I know he on the phone, Leon. Just talk to him, man. He on the phone. He listening.
He listening
to you. Talk to him.
Just tell him
to slow down. That's all.
But I can't tell that man holding up. Be my dad. I can't tell that man what to do. Shit, he gonna cuss
exactly
me out.
Exactly the point. That's exactly the point. He'll just be your granddaddy. You need to stop all that driving. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Tony said they need to take you niggas' keys, man. He's fucking up that badly.
Hey, Kimo, I've been on long for that. I've been on the phone, man. That day I turned it down and had me over here to take me in keys, man.
My granddad out there. I wish I would see my granddad out there trying to drive Les Moore's race.
I wish I could go with him to help him. He went out to drive if I was driving with him. He'd lay over there and go to sleep. But he'd be out there.
Listen to me, Leon. It's multiple people that would do that, what you just said. But this man's so goddamn, you know, so god. Well, how old folks get when they get RNA or something? Just don't
stop.
It's just always
stubborn. They get real stubborn.
Oh, but yeah, he's so stubborn and stuff, man, and he wants you to sit up differently. He wants you to sit a certain type of way in his truck. You can't recline the seat. You can't recline the seat like you want to recline it. He wants you to say, when you get ready to drive, get a long ride, you're ready to recline the seat. Don't touch my seat. Don't touch the radio. Don't hit the window down. Don't shit like that, man. Who's riding around with that bullshit, man? So he has to ride by himself.
Hey, Bud, won't you hush and stay out the way? I'm not bothering you because I own my own shit. I can stay on what I want to stay on.
I'm trying to rob you up and get you, but if you don't want to play, I'm going to leave you alone. Go ahead.
No, because I ain't getting my ass whooped.
Y'all both old.
Hey, Leon, that man playing with you. Hey, Leon, that man forgot how to win, man. He just keep getting fucked up.
Man, Timo, I totally leave you alone.
Hey, Timo,
I want to leave you alone now. Shit.
Hey, Timo,
you
want to
say
it? I'm going to make you go red for that bread.
He made somebody go red for the bread?
Timo, that nigga was over there shaking in his boot, and he was faster than me. He went red for the bread.
Oh, man.
Why they only putting up what they want to. Well, I'm going to say, some of the people that's one side in the racing game, top and bottom, they only putting up what they want people to see. I seen y'all got y'all ass pulled out, and then people was commenting back and forth. And somebody called me, but
that's
they
didn't pull your ass out.
Hold on.
Okay, well,
what you want to do this week?
But I know you don't race on radio prep, Leon. That's what I say.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
That's what I thought.
I keep telling you, stay out of the way, man.
I respect you and love you.
You better learn how to win first, man, because it seems like you lost everything.
I won. Hey, you want to get in your last race? I won, motherfucker.
I ain't see that. What I see, shit, she looking
yeah,
like a goddamn cruise.
I was in the car. I won. I seen the rail like come on. I cruised on down. Hey, Leon, how you making look at the spells when you rail like?
I don't know. You figure that out. Because what I see, you got your ass whooped, though.
Yeah. I get that. I'm not a negative person. And I'm definitely not going to speak negative on myself. I'm talking about the positive. How do you make a nigga that's faster than you realize?
You gotta go ask that person. You gotta go ask the person who you say you raped.
Hey, Leon,
I didn't see it on the video, so I can't answer that. I only seen one video.
Cool, Leon, that's cool. I'm asking, Leon, have you ever went red in a girl's race?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, you must have went red. You know,
he got time out. You know Leon got time out.
hey, Kimo, time out.
You just went red this year, Leon.
I can't. Hey, Kimo, it ain't my fault. I lost one race this year.
Hey, Leon, you was up there red on that bitch.
All year. You
trash.
Now, at least I do got enough sense. If I ain't got my shit together, guess what I'm going to do? You ain't going to see me out there racing. But... you study getting out there, getting your shit pushed back. You don't know what's going on.
Hey, real talk, Leon, you an OG. Besides that shit in Memphis. Hey, Leon, hold on. Listen, Leon, besides that shit in Memphis, in the grudge race, I know you got timed out in Memphis, but in the grudge race, have you ever took off too early and went red?
If you understand, I'm going to say it one more time. I don't remember.
You went red, then you remember. Nigga, we racist. We remember everything.
Okay. Well, you should remember how to learn how to race and go back and figure out how to win. And
win. If you get up there with them big ass tires,
hey,
Timo, I'll fuck you up.
Did you see Timo? Ah. Did you see him win last night? Did you see anywhere on the races?
I,
I heard it on the text that he won.
I said, did you see?
I didn't know.
Now somebody, they showed the video, they sent it out, and they was trying to find him, but they couldn't find him. So all I'm telling him, I'm going by what these videos say. All that other shit.
I get that.
Post it up. Let the world see it. Because they say you don't know how to win.
Hey, Bob, what car you quarantine or Jesse Jack?
I was in the little shrimp quarantine. Put that pressure on that motherfucker. He went red. That nigga was over there shaking in his boots, bumping them lights in. Chemo. And he was in the Porsche induction car in the Mustang.
Hey, don't y'all got Tony Vines coming up?
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, I thought y'all.
I'll be up there. I'll be up there. Not this weekend. This weekend.
Yeah, I ain't locked with him though. Yeah, I got me a win though, Kimo. I got that monkey off my back before I go into 42. So we finna go to war.
Oh, okay.
I would have hated to go to war 42 with my last race as a loss. So I got me a win. It's off.
Yeah, that's cool. You got it off your back. You said what, Bud?
I said, do you understand me?
Yeah, you say you got the monkey off your back. You got a win.
Yeah.
Oh, man, not the silver back.
God is good. Because my nitrous didn't even come on. That nigga went red.
So the nitrous ain't come on. What's going on?
Hell
everybody,
no,
nitrous don't come on no phone call. What the fuck?
Hey, Kimo, don't be a hoe. Embrace. Embrace the wind. Don't be a hoe.
Hold on. I'm just saying, Tony Bynes say dog nitrous ain't come on. Now you saying your nitrous ain't come on. What the fuck is going on?
I found out. You know, me and James Black found out the problem. I told James about the problem. He can't believe it.
Bob.
Who that?
They say you're talking too much.
Okay.
See, I told you need to go.
Okay. I mean, I ain't fair enough, but I got to.
Yeah, but they don't want you to tell that. You helping somebody else out.
Shut your weak ass up, John. I'll melt your weak ass.
Damn.
Hey, man, you see the teammate wasn't on the phone. You
have
been told everything, man.
I ain't talking, but I respect my opinion, Leon. I ain't going to never tell too much, but maybe that was too much for them. So I respect
right.
Leon, I'm no big tired of that. I'll blow the convertible turtle off that bitch.
Damn.
There you go. Hey, hold on. That motherfucker didn't utter a word. He got a win. Here you go. He gets going.
I don't know what he got. He's off my back. If he can whoop me, I don't know what he's waiting on. Mark's open Friday. I don't know what he's waiting on.
Yeah, Leon, I'm going to leave you alone. I just like talking shit to you because I know you ain't going to go. Yeah, you're perfect. So I'll probably never see you unless Buck want to see you. Unless you let Pitt Street King off or something, but I probably ain't going to see you. You make it too hard to race.
No, you don't own
I got
that.
A better
That's
chance of pulling my teeth out with pliers and no medication.
You don't own
that. Hey, you know what's crazy? Goddamn Tony Bryan sitting back waiting for you to act up. But he going to tell y'all that stuff.
I mean, I got a lot on my plate already for 42, so that's up to Black. I ain't going to ask him shit.
Oh. Damn, Tony sitting back.
I like he had a problem and rolled the beans and dared out all that goofy ass. I'm going to leave the man alone.
When y'all met last time, y'all whoop him or he whoop y'all?
I mean, he paid the funk out. He did the burnout. He did a real short burnout. He hurried up and bumped in, bared out. All this goofy ass shit he be doing, he was scared. So, you know, that's Tony Bynes, so I don't really speak on that.
Hey, Tony, how many you got locked in, baby?
I got two.
You got
one Friday, one Saturday.
You got room for one more, bud. What y'all want to do?
I mean, that ain't my job. You know, that's between I drive for James Black and Street King.
Hey, I know Tony want to get back. Want some get back.
I cut his motherfucking tap back, but that ain't up to me to set it up, though.
Okay.
We already got a lot going on. You know, we got a lot of races out there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know y'all got a lot going on.
I'm very much so looking forward to it.
So hate you who can't come over and join the party. So we'd like to have you at the
site,
baby.
I can't come if I want to come. No way. My brother's birthday is that weekend. We're giving him a big party anyway.
Oh, okay. Birthday cake.
I'm going to do like they do. They saving their for 42. I'm going to save mine for Vaughn, less than Bud. Go talk to his car owner, and then he go and pull his ass out this Friday.
What'd you say, Leon? I just heard Bud, the car owner. Y'all love to run that little game that y'all can run. What'd you say, though? Leaking.
Man, I wouldn't give a fuck which one of the pods you bring.
I still ain't hear you, Leaking.
You say you don't give a fuck which one of them cars you bring.
What, for when?
Friday and Martin Mifkin.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's fine, yeah. That's why I said we probably ain't going to link up because you make it so hard to lock a race in. You know, you don't come to radio press tracks because you got them. 1734
is on the street. That's mine. I own this driver and I work on it.
Yes.
Mark got radio prep and slick prep. What's the fuck the problem?
No, Leaky. Hey, as a man, yeah, you do own that shit. You a good guy.
You worried about the wrong shit. Yeah. And you ain't either. You see what you're doing? You study jacking off for money out of you to drive. You know everything.
How
your last race look, Leaky?
Hey, every time you talk shit, you get your ass whooped. You look like a duck.
I'm back, Leaky, and I whoop your ass. If I pull a
video up right now, I see you getting your ass pulled out. Now you come back talking about a race yesterday, but ain't nobody seen.
Hey, Leaky, one thing about
ain't nobody seen you.
The team I'm on.
No, don't you know us.
You
talking about you.
We got parts. We going to go. You whoop us, we going to find somebody else and fuck them up one way or the other. Or get fucked up.
You
ain't racing like that. You scared. You got all these stipulations.
I ain't going to race. What am I race for? See, when you got your shit right, you say fuck. But I got it right. If you lock the fuck in
you
for Friday,
that motherfucking all.
I tell you, I'm
you got voodoo on the niggas around you like crap. You got crap, man. Did they got a big event for the race? All this weak ass shit. I ain't coming to no radio prep truck. You niggas is trash.
Martin the same way. My radio prep.
Man,
what's
you
the
trash. I love you though, Lincoln, and I respect you.
You don't love me. You better love yourself. Because you seem like you got a lot of problems going on up there.
I do. I love you.
I love
you too, though. I love you, Leaky.
Go talk to me when you want to lock me in. Other than that, you ain't got nothing to talk about.
I mean, I might as well go on and shoot myself in the head.
Hey, anybody on this phone, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Anybody can answer this. This is about the dumbest dude I ever talked to in my life. What the hell I'm going to go to a check for? And he in somebody else's seat. Now, you got Martin Mifkin.
Oh, Lord.
Radio
here
prep.
You go. Leaky, you
Martin
can't let that
radio
go.
Prep, one lane, and Mifkin Prep, one lane for Slick and one lane for radio.
What the fuck's the problem?
No,
you
problem.
Want somebody
to
come
to
a shootout? I ain't got to go to no shootout to beat your ass. I don't need no people around me.
You don't.
Hey, any one of them goddamn cars, I'm mad about that money, Carlos. I'm going to pull all the hair off your head, whatever little bit you got left.
I'm bored here, leaking.
I can promise you that. Well, I put a script, I put a gray stripe on your ass here. I bet you that.
It's all good, Leaky.
Mm-hmm. You run your mouth. I'm for real. I beat the hell out of you. Get your ass up there Friday night.
Nigga, I will fuck. Listen, I will beat the fuck out of you.
Box me in, man. We'll find out. I wouldn't care. Bring that goddamn money collar.
You make it too hard to race. Nigga, I'm going to go to the business and pull all my people out. Don't give me no pain relief. I got a better chance at that, getting through that, than racing you.
Bring that Monte Carlo out. That big block Monte Carlo y'all got up there.
I will. That's man, I will fuck you up, Leaky Leon. You trash.
Hey, Timo.
Yeah, I hear you, but I hear you.
That boy how to say lot.
Leaky, I thought we got a lot on our schedule. My big brother,
I'm
going to
go. Hey, Timo, I'm going to go on mute because. Cause he can't. He
yeah,
got no choice to do it. Sit back, drive.
It's a world
record.
He's talking
about now.
You don't world record. You match race.
You're over there wagging on somebody else. Wee. You better got some of the.
Okay. Shit. You know, why you can't let that part go and just understand? I'm a driver. Like why? Y'all just love to look at it from a negative point of view.
Hey,
that's
bud,
why you're trash.
Bud. If you be quiet, hey, bud, if you be quiet sometime and just try to
win. I ain't
going to
be quiet on your weekend.
Because you ain't doing nothing.
You're right, Leon. You're right.
You can't lock nothing in. You ain't got nothing to pull with.
I mean, I can lock something in, but I've learned that it's better if I don't.
Go ahead.
I can lock anything in, but I have learned.
You know you can't.
That is
no,
better
you can't.
If I don't.
You can't lock
if
shit
you understand
in. No, you can't. You can't lock shit in.
Okay, I mean, like I said, I have learned that it's better if I don't, because I just refrain from doing it. Leaky, turn your radio off.
That ain't mine, nigga. I ain't watching no radio. I'm watching my big old flat screen TV with the fan and the air conditioning on, nigga. I'm living that player style.
I like that, Leaky. I like that.
I'm living that player style. We're gonna
tomorrow. I like that. You ain't gonna do no grudge, right? So you might as well lay
that player style.
What did we keep you over there doing?
Hey, bud, I bet I can do more grudge racing
yes,
faster
yes,
than
sir.
You could. Cause I got a trailer set on the hill. I got a truck set on the hill. I got a garage with his own house.
See, this sounds a lot of
my own
personal
shit.
To me.
You got to wait.
This has nothing
you gotta
to do
wait.
With racing.
Hey, dude, I got my own shit.
Okay, what does that have to do with racing, bumping them bugs in?
Easy. I just tried to lock you in for Friday. What's
man,
the problem?
I'm not gonna, nigga, 42 is coming up.
I'm a 41. I'm a 31. 131 your ass. I'm a 131 your ass. Don't worry about 31 before 42.
We're going to get you before the season over, Leaky. You my guy. You.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say
you
no lesson. You're OG. You
ain't
right with me.
Listen to me. If you wait for the season, I promise you're going to get gap, boy. It's not even going to be
say that one more time. Say that one more time,
gap.
Sir.
Tell your boss you're going to fucking get fucking gap.
All right, Leon.
Oh,
I was in 1734.
They mad, I own them. Hey, they mad,
yes,
and I
yes.
own them.
I don't understand why you keep saying that. What is that supposed to mean? I don't give a fuck about that.
Well, you worried about what I got on my car, and that's my car. What you got on your car? Oh, my bad. You got one.
I mean, which one?
Sure.
Come on.
You got one. I told you leave me alone. You don't want to say the matter.
I'm going to leave you alone. You don't want to race.
We're going to put you in the motherfucking convalescent, huh? You don't want to race.
God bless him. Child has his own.
You know, my granddad always told me that. And guess what? I don't give a fuck. I'll flip you.
Hey, Timo, this nigga must be drinking or something. Oh, I can't say that.
I mean, little steak, little garlic, mashed potatoes, and broccoli. And I'll fuck you up.
Boy, learn how to race.
I'm going to leave you alone, though. Leave y'all go ahead with y'all.
You better learn how to race.
Hey, you want any good or just
today,
let it? Hey, Lee, made a nigga go red for that bread, and I ain't never went red.
Today's Sunday.
And I asked you, have you ever went red? You couldn't even ask the question.
Hey, today's Sunday. You got all week to be from Sunday to Friday. I'm available.
No, we ain't fucking with you, Lee. You're too close to the no glory of the Midwest, War 42. We're going about it. But we ain't thinking about your... No radio press racing there with them Shirley Modani motherfuckers.
Yeah, what you doing now? You said no radio, so what you doing now? You picking and choosing? Hey, at least I do got a crazy day to vote. Well, okay, lock in. Lock your dumb ass in.
I mean, I can't right now because it's 42 coming up.
Yeah, I called the boss.
No, I don't. I told you I could lock in anything
you already,
I want to, but I have learned.
Hey, you already got cut off. You see,
your
teammates stopped you from telling.
Go ahead, fall off your head and pay.
Hey, your teammates already stopped you from telling. You're on your way to telling now.
Hold on, say that one more time.
Your teammate already stopped you from running your mouth.
No,
they
taught me, but I didn't say. I know better than to say anything.
You was on your way.
They probably felt I was going to say too much, but I didn't say anything. Something great that God told me, though, is I'll melt you.
I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you some real shit. Once you grow up and get your own shit, then you talk about, well, me, you can't do shit right now. You got to tell that
break. We talking about turning on the wind light. I don't give a fuck if Moses from out the Bible owned this motherfucker. I'm going to drive it and beat the fuck out of you.
Okay, well, what's stopping you from locking me in there?
Where the Pope from, Jerusalem, wherever the fuck you from? Nigga, I don't give a fuck who owned it. I'm going to drive it and beat the fuck out of you.
Well, why don't you lock me in then? It's just that easy.
But Leon, why do it matter? About my own.
Why
does that matter?
Listen, the vocabulary.
Because you're weak, you know I'll fuck you up. That's your only go-to. You weak motherfucker.
I'm laying in my my pretty basement, my pretty big old house.
Oh yeah, and you deserve it. You deserve it.
My big old TV.
As a man, you a bad motherfucker. As a man,
you know what I'm saying.
But when you speak of racism, you ain't shit.
How? I own my own shit. You ain't got nowhere to stay and ain't got
here
a goddamn
go.
Car.
You
living off
here
somebody
you
else.
I mean,
I ain't got shit.
Hey, Leon, I would be stupid if I said I didn't
shit.
Understand it. I get
tell
it.
Me what do you
but
have
I'm talking about
that
being
that
damn nigga fucking you
shit.
Up. And you talking about who? You know, I understand
you
own your own
shit.
You
ain't got
shit,
man. You paralyzed right now. I know what you do got, though. I know what you do got. That I don't have.
What I got,
Leon? What he got, Leon?
He got to go see them people. I ain't got to get them people to die. I ain't got to go visit nobody.
You talking about the people, right?
You know what I'm talking about, man. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I got to see the people, too, on the 26th. Good God Almighty.
Boy, getting it, ain't
I'm gonna do your weak.
I'm gonna do what your teammate said. Hey, won't you hush? You behind right now.
All right, go ahead, Leon. Go ahead.
Do what your teammate said. Hush, man. You're talking too much.
God
Leon, rough, boy.
Hey, Leon, they love me.
Timo,
I haven't lied one time. I haven't lied one time, Timo. Ain't told one yet.
Y'all go ahead. I'm going to keep my little small ass set.
Timo, you know how to got the legs kicked back. Yeah, light shining all on you. TV looking at you smiling. I'm sending you some old big old green grapes. And they good too. Mama to put that.
That's
I had
only
that dinner.
But
Mama to fix that good ass dinner. I lay back in eight. And I'm eating some of them grapes.